come on new clothes now. See, madam, nothing to worry about. All I need now is some new balls.
Don't miss summer's ultimate race for hometown pride. The $75,000 TAB Queensland Country Cups Challenge Final. Doomben today. 16 True Blue Hometown Hero Country Cup winners will go head-to-head to decide who will be Queensland's Country Cups champion. The TAB Queensland Country Cups Challenge Final. Part of Australia's number one summer carnival. Doomben today.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1800 858 858.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 8 o'clock. This is Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Racing 1. It's Racing HQ into our preview hour, looking today at Rose Hill. And to start it as normal, Mark Van Gestel, our Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, and I will mention just while I've got you, Warwick Farm trainer Billy Prane has announced his retirement, and I know they've got a big day coming up on his home track at Warwick Farm on Wednesday. A career that spanned 50 years, Mark, now announcing his retirement, but leaves behind plenty of good memories as a jockey and trainer.
No, he's certainly been an icon out there at Warwick Farm, Andrew. He's a over our years of dealing with Billy, he's been a very easy person to deal with, and we wish him all the best with his retirement.
Yeah, for sure. And I know, as I say, the ATC have got a few things planned on Wednesday, so we certainly wish Bill all the very best with that. All right, we've got a nice day coming up, an improving track, and what have you found for us?
The first of them in race five, Andrew, Goodwood Zodiac. It did finish down the track at Rose Hill on 24th of November. We did speak to Tim Clark in respect to his riding of the horse. He said just with the solid tempo in the early stages, he allowed the horse to continue to roll along on the basis that the horse is a one-pace horse, and he felt in the circumstances it was best that it run outside the lead. But, look, he did say it weakened in the straight with him, but in retrospect, he thought that the horse would be looking to step up in distance, which it gets today, and probably gets to control the tempo in the event. Take it into race six, the Festival Handicap and Spectroscope. The Flemington Stewards reported on the 10th of November that it was hampered at the start, got a little further back in the race, but then near the 100 metres, as it was starting to improve, it was steady when disappointed for clear running at the 100 metre mark. So also finished ninth there. It was only beaten two lengths by Dream Force, and they certainly should have finished closer. Take it in over to race number 9 and Drachenfels at Canterbury on the 16th of November. Finished fourth there behind Blue Tycoon. It was slow to begin on that occasion, but then it was unable to obtain clear running over the final 100 metres, couldn't be tested, and unlucky not to finish in the major end of the prize. And they're probably the ones to mention for today, Andrew.
All right, a few there for our listeners and viewers to take awareness of out of their last runs. Thanks a lot, Mark. Enjoy your day out at Rose Hill.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Of course, Ray Thomas is with us, and so too from Racing and Sports, Simon Donopoulos. Welcome, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ray.
Morning,
a bit disappointed the amount of scratchings this morning, but as is the nature of this time of year, there's just so many options for trainers. I thought the highway was an absolute ripper on paper. Just a shame to see so many horses come out of it. But similar to last week, I think it's a deep meeting, a bit of value to be had, and hopefully we can find a few winners.
And completing the A set for this Saturday, Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Muns.
Yes, good morning, Simon. Good morning, Ray and Andrew. Morning. Or is your new name going to be Phileas Fogg? Great to know that, around the world in 80 days, despite the fact it's not, it's 10 months away, Andrew's telling every one of his plans to, jet
well,
around the world
Ray
again.
Asked me.
And,
Ray well, asked me.
How was last night, Glenn?
Last night was sensational, Ray. Yeah. We opened the new sports bar and tab area at the Royal Hotel at Wyong. Alan Denham was there, the number one ticket holder of the Royal Hotel there, commonly referred to as the bottom pub at Wyong, straight opposite the railway station, the first pub you come into on your left-hand side when you drive into Wyong. But Frank and his lovely wife, Marnie, there. Frank Arangio and Marnie, they're the new... proprietors of the Royal Hotel, and he spent a great deal of money. It's a magnificent area there. I think a lot of people would have been disappointed if they were there to watch the fight last night because it went 92 seconds. Sounds like the blues they haven't we have in this house, and I'm yet to win one. yeah, it was great. You had a massive screen on one side. It's one of those screens they put about 8 or 9 televisions in, and you can have separate TVs or have it as basically a wall. And it has all the parimutuel screens around it, so you know all the divvies that are coming up, both fixed odds and parimutuel wise. And then there's some other, you know, 80-odd inch televisions or whatever that have Sky 1, Sky 2, Fox Sports, and everything like that. And there's more to go into the Royal Hotel there at Wong. Just about they've got approval to build a big sort of beer garden smokers area right at the front of the pub as you drive in. So, it was good there.
Right, well,
and
good
I'll tell you what, Mark Waugh was very, very bullish about our century, Andrew. He wouldn't be out of bed yet, Mark. Okay. It's only 8:05. But,
well, the photo you put out, he had a beer in his hand, so I'm tipping he might have had a little bit of a light beer,
Andrew. I can guarantee you that.
Okay.
It was a light beer, but he was very, very bullish. He was very bullish about John O'Shea's horse last night at Canterbury. I left before that came around, but he might have had a small investment on it to give him a bank today.
Southern lad.
Yeah, Southern lad.
Southern lad that got the money.
Got home over. Right. Let's party, Marty.
Righto, we're going to get stuck in here instead of rushing at the end. And as we look towards the first at Rose Hill at 1:15, Brenton Abdullah takes the ride on the Hawks horse here, Torched. And we wish Brenton and Taylor all the very best for their wedding tomorrow, Glenn. It's a big day. I know Tommy Berry has been in Hong Kong in the last 24, 36 hours, but he's flying back in. And Brenton and Taylor, all the very best tomorrow.
Oh, yes, Andrew. And I wish all the guests the very, very best because at the engagement party, it was a bit of carnage for a few of the guests there, mainly the father of the bride and a few other people there. So I hope everyone gets through the ceremony and, more importantly, the wedding breakfast. Do they still call it a wedding breakfast?
Oh, I don't know. Never heard it.
They used to call it the wedding breakfast, or when I got married, was that. But,
anyway, we wish them the best. We're running late,
Andrew.
Out of time, so get cracking.
Oh, right.
Yeah, get cracking.
Okay. Simon, you want to chime in at any time, now feel free. The first is the Elderton Holmes Maid You Look Sprint. Here, a 2-year-old over 1,100 metres, and we start with Zebra Kate as a $12 chance. Cramrick is at $3, and that price does make it favourite. We've got Stronger at $7. Kayamichi came out Thursday, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Accession is a $13 chance. Nuclear Summit, $3.30. Strasbourg out this morning, 13 cents a win and 11 cents a place. The Snooper Star is a $34 chance. Torched for Brenton at $6.50. 24 Carat, same as the ring that he gave Taylor, is a scratching. The deduction there, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place, came out on Friday. A Theory is a $7.50 chance. An Outer Reach is a scratching. It ran yesterday at Canberra for Kurt Goldman. I'll tell you what, this is a good betting race for a 2-year-old race. Most popular runner is Cramrick, just in front of Nuclear Spirit. There's only a matter of 200 between them, and Cramrick, a lot more money for it today than Nuclear Spirit. Third pick is Torched. Then you go to Zebra Kate. And next pick would be Stronger, but a very, very good betting race the first.
Nuclear Summit certainly showed a bit of bounce out of, after the first couple of bounds in that last trial, Simon.
Yeah, well, interesting to see he does take it up, Andrew. Torch drawn inside also showed speed. Expect it to press forward. Nuclear Summit, as you mentioned, rolls. Cramrick showed a lot better speed in his recent trial, so I expect him to be close to the speed. And Stronger shouldn't be too far away, stepping up to 1,100, Ray.
Yeah, good race, isn't it, to open the day, boys? Look, I'm with Torched. I just find it interesting, Simon, that Team Hawks have accepted with him in the Merson Cooper, then the Golden Gift, scratch him successive weeks. They're picking their mark here. They might have nailed this one, I think. He's run a lovely gate. Beautifully bred Zoo Star colt, that Cranbourne trial, as you mentioned, he looked a natural. I'm with the 9 Torched here, but in a really tough opener. 2 Cromeric comes off that Breeders' Plate effort on debut back in September. when he was a good third, hitting the line nicely behind Dubious. And his recent Warwick Farm trial, Simon, was interesting. He showed good speed, was up on the pace throughout that day, so he shouldn't be too far off them here. He'll be hard to beat. I was taken by Aetherius trial. I know she didn't run great time, this Lonroe filly, but just the way she moved that day, she looks a very nice filly in the making. The Godolphin two-year-olds are flying at the moment. And Nuclear Summit, Gary Moore's got a smart horse here. He was very impressive in that Rose Hill trial. Lovely type, a full brother to F Troop, who was a brilliant juvenile last year. He looks well placed here, should go well. I've left out Stronger, who was excellent on debut at Kembla, and even Sebricate, who's going well. Good race, the opener, 9 torched on top, 9, 2, 11 and 6.
Looks a ripper, doesn't it, Ray? A lot of promising two-year-olds. I'm not sure we're going to see a horse of Tussauds ability in this. But I think Cramrick showed good ability on debut in that Breeders' Plate. It rated well behind Dubious, and as you touched on, just showed a lot more speed in his most recent trial. Wasn't knocked around late under Hugh Bowman. I think he probably lands in the 1-1 here if Huey gets his way early. So I think he's only going to improve off that debut outing just off a short break. I think he's going to be hard to beat. I think the danger is number 3 Stronger, obviously Team Snowden. A leaper with their two-year-olds. I thought he did a good job on debut to win at Kembla. He can only improve off that. He'll be better suited up in trip. Expect him to be right around the mark. Number 6, Nuclear Summit, no knock. Just only the one trial in the lead-up. That's the one question mark for me. But Gary Moore's been declaring him for a couple of weeks now. So really promising horse. Interesting to see how he measures up on debut. And agree, number 9, Torched, certainly creates plenty of interest, having been scratched a few times and saved for this. Drawn well on his home track. But with Cramrick, with that race experience, my numbers 2, 3, 6 and 9.
Yeah, Darren Flindell calls all the action. He likes Nuclear Summit, number 6, to beat 3, 2 and 11. 6, 3, 2 and 11 for Darren in race 1. A lot of interest at 1.15. Reminding you, with that latter state, the gates open at midday today. Glenn, what about race 2? And it's a happy birthday here.
Yeah, Madeline, congratulations. Happy birthday to you, Madeline. I hope you're at the races and we can find you a winner. The boys are under pressure, Ray and Simon. And also Darren Flindell, if you're writing down his egg flips. But good luck to you, Madeline, on your 21st celebration there today at Rose Hill Gardens. The toppie here, this is a benchmark 78 over 1,100 metres. Easy Eddie with the blinkers off today at $6.50. Envy of All came out on Thursday after disappointing on Wednesday. 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Lagerfeld is a $10 chance. Charlene out this morning, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Regimen is a $4.40 chance, and that price makes it favourite. Aurea with the winkers off today at $6. Mr. Songman is a $7 chance. Sky Ray, James McDonald to ride a half over at $55. It's a $6 pop. Leo Gang at 15, Wooshka is a $15 chance. Rare Episode out after running last night, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Only Wanna Sing out, no deduction. Gongs is a $7.50 chance. And the first starter here, Kappa Jack, is at $21. Best supported runner here is Sky Ray. There have been a number of them tipping it up. Paul Joyce, Brad Davidson and the like. And it has been very, very popular in the race here. It did go up as much as a $9 chance in a full field. But sort of Charlene was 7, Rare Episode was 13, Only Wanna Sing was 26. It's the best supported runner here. Second pick would be Mr. Songman and third pick would be Regimen.
We've lost a little bit of our pace here, but they're with Rare Episode coming out, Simon.
Yeah, a bit of speed out of it, Andrew, but looks to still be a fair bit drawn across the track. Wooshka, obviously, from the inside will want to use that draw. Lagerfeld won't be far away. Mr. Songman, I think, can show speed on debut for the Waterhouse and Bot Stable. And Easy Eddie, the blinker's off, but imagine they'll still want to be positive from the wide draw. So a decent enough tempo here, right?
And even the first starter, Simon Kappajack, has shown speed in his trials. So, look, I agree. I think there'll be still a good solid tempo, which is what the 8 Sky Ray needs. I'm with him too. I'm encouraged to hear that Glenn said has been good money for him because he's won 3 of his last 4, resumed at Hawkesbury on November 14, and it was as easy and arrogant win as you'll see in a long, long time. I know it was much easier opposition, but he was only a 3-year-old. He treated his older rivals with contempt. They're in a tick over 56 for the 1,000. He's come home from back in the field. The official closing 600 was 32.92, so he's gone close to breaking 32, and he did it with ease, Simon. Gee, it was an impressive return to racing from Sky Ray. He should only improve. Second up, Clary Connors has got this horse now into a winning vein of form. He showed promise as an early season two-year-old. It looks like he's starting to realise that potential now. As I can see, this is a step up from that Hawkesbury benchmark 70 win, but I think he's a horse going places. 8 Sky Ray on top. The big danger is the 5 Regiment. I thought she was terrific second up in the Fellerina race. Montrachet was third. Third up here, she's ready to win. A little awkwardly drawn, but with that solid tempo, she should be able to slot into a nice spot. She'll be hitting the line hard. The 6 Aurea began her preparation with a win last time in, finished it with a win. She resumes here off 2 softish trials. Simon, perhaps she might be looking for a touch further, according to Joe Pride when I spoke to him during the week, but she is nice and fresh here, so she'll sprint well. And the 13 Gongs, this is much easier than what she's been racing in. Talented filly last season, hasn't quite come up in Melbourne this spring, but as I said, she'll find us a much easier assignment. 8 Sky Ray, the horse the money has come for. I've got him on top in the second. 8, 5, 6 and 13.
I think the biggest issue for Sky Ray this afternoon, Ray, is whether he can carry us all. I've got him on top as well. Really good performance at Hawkesbury. He went to the paddock off a really impressive performance at Kembla. And as he touched on that win at Hawkesbury, Ty England had double grips on him. He had to take another hold coming into the straight. Look, really impressive. Obviously steps up in grade this afternoon, but I think he's a really progressive type. He was earmarked early doors as a Magic Millions horse. It's just taken a bit of time, I think, to reach that potential. And with James McDonald on from the good draw, hopefully he won't be too far off them, and expect him to be very hard to hold out. I think the danger is number 5, Regiment. Just a concern how far she gets back from the draw there. Rose Hill 1100, back near last. It's never easy, but she's obviously trending the right way. Recent performance was very good. She should be at a top third up. She's clearly the danger. Number 7, Mr. Songman. Want to give him a chance on debut for the Waterhouse and Bot Stable. His form in Tasmania certainly measures up and rates well here in a benchmark 78. I thought his trials were mixed, but still a big market watch on him if there is support for him. And number 13, Gongs. Look, big drop back in grade this afternoon. Her form obviously looks, wouldn't say terrible, but patchy on paper. But look, this is a much easier assignment for her, and no doubt she's more than capable when right, so certainly keep her safe. But I think Sky Ray gets the right run, should be hard to beat. My numbers 8, 5, 7 and 13.
The fancy, I can't believe this, Darren Flindell, 8 Sky Ray to beat 5, 3 and 6. 8, 5, 3 and 6, and he's so strong about it. Glennie's made it his best bet of the day, Sky Ray, Darren Flindell. So not only did Joycey and Brad mention it, but everyone this morning.
Yeah, but and it's been a horse that's been tipped up since sort of Wednesday afternoon, Thursday night. I know there's only 4,500 in the tote pool here at the moment. It's a $4.70 chance on the tote here in New South Wales, $1.20 the place. And if you have a look at even this morning of what's been invested on the race this morning, it's still very, very popular. And in fact, it's more than half. There's another investment on it. So now it's exactly half the investment so far this morning. There's another bet on it. So you know, they're not huge bets, Andrew, but they're, you know, our 20 and 50, those sort of punters. They're our bread and butter customers. And when you start tipping them a $6 chance, Andrew, they're going to get very, very interested.
Yeah, for sure. By the way, good morning to Mike Fraser. He's up and about this morning. Glenn, he's listening to us.
He usually sends me a text message. I thought he might have been sending me something about Wayne Bennett, considering Wayne's going to stay in Brisbane and coach them for another year.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
And Anthony Seibold will coach the Bunnies next year, for those that have been in a cave for the last 24 hours like yourself.
Righto. No, I did know about it. Let's move to race 3. This is the Tab Highway. Only just to get you a little bit with the Bunnies. Gotcha. 1,200-metre race here. And as Simon mentioned, a few scratchings along the way here.
Yeah, today's Tab Highway is a Class 2 event over 1,200 metres. I've been waiting for this top one, Andrew, because its name is Kudama. And it is the $3.90 chance, not favourite at that price, though. I am Capitan with Winkers On at $5.50. Rioli is a scratching. I don't know whether it's Cyril or not, but Nick Anita is also a scratching. A bit unusual there. Johnny scratched Nick Anita. Out this morning, 14 cents a win and 12 cents a place. We go to Noble Boy, the $3 favourite. for the race here. Mark My Word is at $26. Carruthers is out, no deduction. Irish Songs at $5. Legion of Boom, now it won yesterday, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
At Muscle Brook.
Yes, it did. Yes. Yep.
6 cents a win and 6 cents a place, a deduction for it. Let's Rebel out, no deduction. Big Reg with the synthetic hoof filler on is a $13 chance. Mook Arena at $17. Foxy LaBelle out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. The same deduction for Rev It Up Rednut, who was out this morning. She's a Danza is a $16 chance. Lady Tycoon's at $34. Under Pressure out, no deduction. Caribou with a tongue tie on at $81. And Tiata is out, no deduction. I tell you what, this is probably the best supported runner on the program here. Noble Boy looking for three wins from its only three starts. With a full field, it went up $6. But it's even been a firm up this morning. I wrote down 380 around about 20 past 7 this morning, but it's now into $3.
All right, so there's a good move. What was the name of number one again?
Kudama. It's and it's well, to translate it, Andrew, to its simplest form, it's actually a surprise attack, like the army produces a surprise attack. Kudama.
Okay, it could be the leader.
Looks that way, Andrew, from the wide draw. Obviously, with all those scratchings coming out, makes it a lot easier for Hugh Bowman, I think, to get across. Irish Songs drawn inside probably kicks up and comes across with it. Lady Tycoon and Mook Arena from the inside, they look to press forward, and she, Danza, shouldn't be too far away. But I think if they want to be aggressive, they can certainly lead on Kudama here.
Yeah, the scratchings have certainly changed the complexion of this race, hasn't it, Simon? I'm with Nick Anita out. I'm with the two Iron Capitan now, but I do concede the one Kudama comes right into this contest now. With all these scratchings, he originally drew 17. He'll come out of 10 now and probably crosses and leads. I think Iron Capitan will get a nice run, though, Simon, just in behind him. He's two runs back, both in highways at Rose Hill, have been excellent. He was second first up to a Smart Horse, Handle the Truth. Chewbacca was third. He's won since. And then last start over the 1,100, he was a game third to Our Rose Marie and Usain Bolt. He hit the line nicely here. Back up to 1,200 metres. That's the key. I think that suits him better. Third up, he's rock hard fit. Gets run of the race up. I think two Iron Capitan will go close. The danger now, definitely the one Kudama. He's just going to cruise across and lead this field. His debut preparation, he was impressive. His first two starts, winning at Orange and Wagga. Then was a good second in the highway in town at Rose Hill. Resuming here, no official trial, but Danny Williams, he's a master trainer. No issue with him fitness-wise with this horse. He'll be hard to beat. The money horse, the five Noble Boy, hard to knock him. Two starts, two wins. A little bit erratic in his win. That's probably due to race experience, but he's got loads of talent, Noble Boy. He'll be hard to beat here. And I've thrown in the eight Irish Songs from the Kurt Goldman stable. Long odds on favourite first up at Gundagai. Got the job done. Can only improve off that, getting out to 1,200 metres. Disappointing with the scratchings, but still a good little tab highway here, Simon. I've got the two Iron Capitan on top. 2, 1, 5, and 8.
Yeah, I'll go with Kudama here, Ray, as you've touched on already, coming in to barrier 10 now, and I think he'll lead and hopefully lead comfortably here. And look, given what he showed and he's made in prep, he obviously won on debut at Orange, and then I thought he was game in defeat at Rose Hill prior to a break. He continued to make good jumps at each start, and to do that in his maiden prep, I think he's a really promising horse, expecting to only improve off that. And the fact Hugh Bowman's been booked for his return, he hasn't trialled publicly, but no doubt he's had a few jump outs. He'll be fairly forward for this, and expect him to press forward and certainly be in it for a long way. Number five, Noble Boy, he's been impressive in two runs to date. I'm not sure he's beaten anything in his two wins, but you got to like the style that he's gone about it. Obviously, James McDonald, a key booking, gets in another good spot from the good draw. He's just got to take that other step. This is a big step up for him. I know he won a Class 1 last start, but this is a much tougher race. But that's the query with me. I think he's probably under the odds now, but certainly respect him. With unbeaten horses, it's hard to know where their ceiling is. Number two, Iron Capitan, been very good in both runs back this time in. Obviously, at his top third up now, he should be right around the mark. And number eight, Irish Songs, did enough to win. Obviously, first up in much lesser company, but displayed good ability in his maiden prep and has to be respected. But I think Kudama, if he gets across, he's going to be very hard to beat. My numbers 1, 5, 2, and 8.
Darren Flindell likes Iron Capitan number 2 to beat 5, 1 and 12. 2, 5, 1 and 12 for Darren in today's Tab Highway. We'll take a break. This is Racing HQ. We'll back to look very shortly at one of the features today, the ATC Cup.
Dynamics Indications, Gay and Adrian have a high-quality filly to own and race with Newgate Farm. She's by Deep Field, Northern Media's record-breaking speed sun, now Boom First Crop sire. From Princess Marissa, a stakes winner with 5 wins and stakes performed 9 times. And her first, second and third dams are all stakes winners. Join our Dynamic, Gay, Adrian and Newgate team in this fabulous filly. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday night, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1-4 at Tabcorp Park Melton for the Tab Inter-Dominion Heat. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Don't miss summer's ultimate race for hometown pride, the $75,000 TAB Queensland Country Cups Challenge Final, Doomben today. 16 True Blue Hometown Hero Country Cup winners will go head-to-head to decide who will be Queensland's Country Cups champion. The TAB Queensland Country Cups Challenge Final, part of Australia's number one summer carnival. Doomben today.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, it is Sky Thoroughbred Central as well as Sky Sports Radio. We're previewing Rose Hill with Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports and Ray Thomas. And Glenn Munsey's here. Glenn, what about the market from TAB for race number four today?
Yeah, and just quickly back to that third race, Andrew, that 380 Noble Boy was prior to all the scratchings. Post the scratching of Nick Anita at 10-8, it was a 310 chance. So even after Nick Anita came out, it's been 310 into $3. So we move along now to the ATC Cup, which is race number four here, a 2,000-metre listed event. And we've got Destiny's Kiss at $9. Red Excitement at $7. Our Century, $4.20. Exoteric is a $5 chance. Abdon is a scratching 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Savakool, a $2 favourite, and Smart As You Think, who's running at the Valley, came out yesterday 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. It's all about Savakool here. It actually got into odds on this morning around about 10 or 15 minutes ago. Got into 195, but they've pushed it back to $2. And the other little trim this morning, this is post the scratching of Abdon, has been Our Century. So one favourite's got out, the second favourite's come in, and they're the only two that have got any money on them whatsoever in race four.
What's the speed map look like here over 2,000, Simon?
Only moderate, I think, Andrew. Red Excitement, I think, can lead if they want to, although Our Century possibly kicks up underneath him. Savakool, the favourite, won't be too far away. Destiny's Kiss will be out the back, and Exoteric just finds his feet behind the leaders. So not a lot of tempo or pressure here, eh?
Yeah, look, I'm leaning towards a three-hour Century to beat the favourite six, Savakool, for a couple of reasons here, Simon. I thought he was really good first off, obviously winning the November Topaz, his first run since May. He was coming off a bit of an issue. He came down with a virus when he was beaten in the Mackell Cup. Long break, but resumed at 1900 metres. I love the way he just dropped his head and settled behind Red Excitement that day. And then when the pressure went on, he really found plenty Our Century. He can only improve off that run second up. Last preparation, second up for Kim War. He won the Lord Mayor's Cup over the Rose Hill 2000 metres, beating Ecuador and Natoya. Very, pretty strong Lord Mayor's Cup that day, and Our Century was quite dominant. I can see him tucking in behind Red Excitement again, and he'll be hard to beat. I've got the three-hour Century on top. Not knocking the six, Savakool. She's a mare in rare form, but she's having her sixth start this preparation. Comes off a tremendous win at Flemington during Cup Week, to be fair. But I just think Our Century might have a touch more improvement in her, but Savakool will appreciate only having to carry 53 here, and she'll be stalking the leaders. She'll be finishing hard. Of the others, too, Red Excitement might be able to dictate and control here. I know Gerald Ryan mentioned earlier, Simon, he'd prefer not to lead, but there's no other leader. He'll just lob in front. And Josh Parr knows his horse so well. If he rates him right, and he often gets it very, very right, Josh Parr, Red Excitement will take some running down. And I've thrown in now with the scratching of Abdon, the one Destiny's Kiss. Look, his best form these days is at 2,400 metres, to be fair, but a little cut in the ground suits him. Only a small field if he's stalking them. And one thing about Destiny's Kiss, we know he always runs through the line, so he could sneak into the minor money. Good race this, intriguing clash, even with just the five runners now. I've got 3 Our Century on top from the 6 Savakul. 3, 6, 2, and 1.
Only looks to be 2 chances on paper, Ray, and I lean the way of Savakul. I think she is the best bet of the day. The one negative for me is the price. I think hoping we do get a bit better come closer to the jump, but look, it's hard not to tip her here in this race. I thought the barrier beat her 2 back. Brendan Abdullah had no choice but to go back behind and, you know, gave Skyboy a fair start. She rattled home to finish second there and went to Flemington and won with ease. She was in an awkward spot coming into the straight, and then once clear, she let down really well, and it was an arrogant win. She's clearly a mare heading the right way. She's placed in 10 of 13 and 9 of her last 12. I just think she's going to keep improving here. I can't see her taking a backward step. And if that's the case, she's very well treated at the weights with Kieran McAvoy on board. Small field, she won't be far off, and I think she'll be far too good. The danger, obviously, number 3, Our Century, returned in good order last start. Just a question mark beating Abdon there. I'm not really sure that's the right form, but look, he can only improve off that. And he settles ahead of Savakul in the running. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this race is run early. Obviously, he's the danger. Number 2, Red Excitement. I think he has to lead. There's no other choice here. And he continues to race well. He'll run well again. And number 4, Exoteric, the best of the rest. But I think Savakul's got a bit on these. Best bet of the day for me. My numbers 6, 3, 2 and 4.
Yeah, race caller Darren Flindell goes with the war-trained Our Century, currently at $4.20 to beat 6, 4, and 1. 3, 6, 4, and 1 for Darren in the ATC Cup race 4. And we should remind everyone that's listening to us, Glenn, that there's all the offers available at TAB. Go to tab.com.au, big sixes, jackpots, all that sort of stuff, and relevant to today and tonight. It's all there at tab.com.au.
Well, that's always the easiest, Andrew, because we might miss something or whatever, and if you go to the website, you know, you log on, all the promotions there, all the special offers are there, and it's up to you to go through them and what you think is the best for you to do, and that's always the easiest, tab.com.au, the website there, to find out what special offers and promotions are available each and every day from TAB.
Yeah, for sure. What about race 5, the ATC tipping competition handicap?
Yes, kicked off last week, the tipping comp there, and continues today. And this is a benchmark 78 over 2,400 metres. And we've got Tamarack here at $5. Goodwood Zodiac at 23. Solo Mission is a $6.50 chance. Mera V came out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. The Banded at $3.90 and favourite. Mazaz at $6.50. Mark II at $26. Keep Up at $10, Equipped with the Winkers On at $12, Rapture Miss backing up after winning the Country Classic last week at $8.50, Straight Home is a $61 chance, and Heartlet is at $10. Best back running here is actually the bottom one, Heartlet. 11, 9.50, 10, 9.50 back to 10, and it has more than double the investment on what the Bandit has. Third pick is Rapture Miss, but I'm not saying it's an overly vigorous betting race.
Okay, but Heartlet there with Andrew Atkins. What about the pace in the race?
Drawn inside, Andrew. Goodwood Zodiac and Heartlet both look to press and hold from their draws. Rapture Miss, ridden on speed last weekend, expected to come across. Equipped and Tamarack shouldn't be too far away. And even tempo here over the 2,400, Ray.
Yeah, I'm with the Bandit here, Simon. He's meeting two horses who beat him quite comfortably early this preparation, Heartlet and Tamarack, but he bounced off those 2 seconds and he made a mess of his rivals at the Kinso over 2,500 metres last start. And I was really interested in Richard Friedman's comments this morning. He felt that at his 2 previous runs, the Bandit wasn't quite fit. He's at his peak now. He showed that at the Kinso. He's maintained form and condition since. And I thought he was so dominant at the Kinso. He's in the right vein of form now. Richard Friedman seems to have found the key to a horse who's always had ability. It's got so many quirks, but he looks to have found form, and I think he can carry on with it here, the five, the Bandit. He can win again from 12 heart letter. I'm not surprised Glenn said there's been money for this mare. I thought she's overs even at $10 because her form's excellent, and she was very good last start at Randwick beating the Bandit. And with her lightweight, she'll be hard to beat again. Tamarack's in great form, comes off a very easy win here at Rose Hill, beating the Bandit last start. Dry the better, though, for the Bandit, so he'll definitely want that track to get back into the good range. And I thought 6 Mazaz was probably the best of the rest. I'm not knocking Keep Up, but might be a slight risk at 2,400 metres. But look, I'm with the Bandit. I think he's found form. He can go on with it here in race 5. 5, 12, 1 and 6.
Really tricky race for me, Ray. I found it really hard to sort of narrow it down. Not a race I'll probably be betting in, to be honest. But I'm with you. I'm with the Bandit. Dominant display on the Kenzo last start under James McDonald, obviously against lesser company. But it was. I was really intrigued this morning, as you touched on with Richard Freeman, suggesting you hadn't had him fit yet. So on the quick backup, the 9 days between runs, I think if he holds that form, he's going to be in the finish. Number 3, Solo Mission. I think he brings the right form into the race. He's bumped into Skyboy at his last 2 starts. Fourth up, he should be at his top. Just a draw is a question mark, but he's going to go back regardless. So expect him to run well. Number 1, Tamarack, a dominant display last start, only in the small field. Whether that's a decent piece of form, I'm not too sure. But he continues to race well. He flies at Rose Hill, gets a good spot for J40, knows him so well. Expect him to hold his form. And number 12, Hartlett, good win last start. Got to respect her chances down in the weights, but lean the way of the Bandit, but no real confidence in this race. My numbers 5, 3, 1 and 12.
Yeah, 12, the thought of Darren Flindell in Hartlett to beat 5, 8 and 1. 12, 5, 8 and 1 in race number 5. Don't miss summer's ultimate race for hometown pride, the $75,000 TAB Queensland Country Cups Challenge. It's the final today at Doomben. 16 hometown hero Country Cup winners will go head-to-head to decide Queensland's Country Cups champion. The TAB Queensland Country Cups Challenge final, it's part of Australia's number one summer carnival. It's all at Doomben today. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858. Let's move to our features now. Glenn, the first of them is Race 6, the Group 3 Festival Stakes.
Yeah, over 1,500 metres, and the Melbourne visitor, Chamois Road, here is a $9.50 chance. Duke of Valentinois with the cross noseband off at $8.50. Grand Rosso with the winkers off at $18. Pecans is at $4. We've got Kingsguard at $19. New Tipperary, $11. Spectroscope at $9.50. My Nordic Hero, a favourite now, at $3.80. Goodfellas at $5.50. And Monsieur Sissou, to be ridden a half over by Jason Collett, it is a $23 chance. More money for Pecans than there is for My Nordic Hero, but they've flipped around this morning. Pecans has gone $3.90 out to $4. My Nordic Hero's gone $4 into $3.80. Third pick is the toppy Chamois Road, who's been as much as 13 this morning, now $9.50. They're the top three in race 5.
And the possible leader, Glenn, is indeed
Monsieur Sissou.
Oh, you took a little drink of your Pepsi.
I haven't had one this morning, Andrew. I overindulged in the Pepsi Maxes last night at the Royal Hotel. It was a nice drive home. I was buzzing on the way home anyway. It was all right.
Anyway, it's the leader, Monsieur
Sissou.
Is it the leader, Simon, after all that?
It is. It should hold from that inside draw. I think Goodfella and Chamois Road look to come across from their draws. I think Pecans landed in the gun spot, possibly in the 1-1, and Kingsguard shouldn't be too far away. Now favourite, My Nordic Hero, just tracks that pair.
Yeah, that's an encouraging speed map for Pecans, isn't it, Simon? I'm with her. Look, why can't she win again? She was terrific first up at Hawkesbury in the Ladies' Day Cup and didn't have the easiest of runs, had a ease off heels there in the straight, but she's got this terrific will to win. She powered through the line to beat Burning Passion and Fabrizio. Fabrizio's run well since in a Goulburn Cup. Interlocutor was fourth. He won the Goulburn Cup. So the form around is excellent. She's a 3-time stakes winner this calendar year. Since she's joined the Joe Pride stable, she's just gone to another level. gets run of the race stuff as Simon suggested, and look, I think she just wins again the four Pecans. I know she's got to carry the 58. No mare's ever done that in the festival, but she's just got that desire to win, and with the run of the race suiting her, I think she'll get the job done again. Four Pecans. I thought 9 Goodfella was an interesting runner here, Simon. I think he can settle outside Monsieur Sisu, however Glenn pronounces it, and he's got that residual fitness off a spring campaign where he raced really well for a number of runs with the exception of the Epsom. But if he can get across, settle outside lead, he's a tough horse, Goodfella, on his day. He'll run a race here. I agree, the 8 My Nordic Hero looks hard to beat. Terrific comeback run behind First Hand at Rose Hill. He'll bounce off that. He's got a good second up record, this horse. Looks to have come back in terrific order. And I think King's Guard's over the odds here. Simon, a horse who always goes well at Rose Hill. He's coming off a couple of indifferent runs in stronger grade in Melbourne over the carnival. But 3 starts back, he was just nailed by Noir right on the line. The Group 2 Shannon Young Star was third. That's a pretty strong form reference for a festival stakes. Back on his home track, rock hard fit, he'll run a race. But I think 4 Pecans can win again. 4, 9, 8, and 5 in the festival.
I'll only be taking 2 numbers in the quaddie, Ray, numbers 8 and 4, My Nordic Hero and Pecans. I'm with My Nordic Hero. He was a sectional star first up, given the way the race was run, obviously finishing second behind First Hand. Sometimes you can get caught when stays sprint well fresh. They race a bit flat second up, but when you look at his UK form, he was really a miler. So I've got the feeling Chris Waller might be training him a bit differently this time in. Came a long way last prep, and while this is his third prep, I think he's definitely come back. He showed at the trials that he was back in good order, and to run so well fresh, this has obviously been a target, Hugh Bowman, a key booking, and he gets a chance just to tag Pecans in the run here. I think he's going to be really hard to beat. If he can build on that first up run, he's going to be in the finish for sure. No knock on number 4, Pecans. Look, she's just going to get in a lovely spot, the 1-1. She's a winner. She won well fresh. A bit of an ask at the weights here, giving weight away to the boys with 58. But look, on her first up performance, she's going to be right around the mark again, obviously. Number 9, Goodfella, agree, Ray. I think he brings the right form into this race. He's got residual fitness on his side and lands outside the lead. Should be in it for a long way. And want to give number 7, Spectroscope, another chance. He was really good fresh, happy to forgive his last start performance. If he brings his best, they'll certainly know he's there. But I think My Nordic Hero, this is, I think, going to be his best preparation in Australia. And if that's the case, things are going to be hard to beat here. My numbers 8, 4, 9 and 7.
Yeah, as you've said, terrific second up form. And Darren Flindell likes it as well. My Nordic Hero, number 8 to beat 4, 9 and 7. Exactly the same way as Simon. That's the festival stakes. After this break on Racing HQ, we'll come back and look at Rose Hill's other feature, the Starlight Stakes.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 4 at Rose Hill and Moonee Valley. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Don't miss summer's ultimate race for hometown pride, the $75,000 TAB Queensland Country Cups Challenge Final, Doomben today. 16 True Blue Hometown Hero Country Cup winners will go head-to-head to decide who will be Queensland's Country Cups champion. The TAB Queensland Country Cups Challenge Final, part of Australia's number one summer carnival, Doomben today. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1800 858 858.
Greetings, sports fans. This is Andrew Voss with a gentle planning poke ahead of 2019. There's an Asian Cup, a Rugby and Cricket World Cup, the Ashes, the NRL, AFL, the NBA, and of course the prestigious World Wife Carrying Championships. But when's it all on? If you haven't already, put your faith in Sportsyear to plan it right. The Sportsyear Diary is the Bible for the sports fan with the very best of every sport every day. Go to sportsyear.com.au or you'll get your missus to drop one in your sack this Christmas. Sports Year, Planet Rights.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We've got three races to go in our Rose Hill preview with Simon and Ray, and Glenn Munsey's about to give us now the market for race seven. Glenn, the Starlight.
Yes, over 1,100 metres, the Starlight, and great to see Deploy back at the races. Gerald's already been on this morning. He suffered those, well, he had those bone chips removed from both his front fetlocks, and he comes back today as a $5.50 chance. Invincible Star is at $4, Spending to Wins at $9, Magic Alibi is at $13, Batterhoff with Brent Navdulla to ride 1 kilo over at $54, it's a $12 chance. Marsupial with Jason Coll at a half over, now 53.5 at $2.90 in favourite. Sir Plush is 10, my favourite, Sam Weatherly a half over, 53.5 at 26. Test the World came out Wednesday, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Gibraltar Girl at 17, and Gwyneth with those very, very good colours on for Mitchell Beer, a fan of the Pepsi Max, I must admit, Mitch, is a $41 chance. Best supported runner here is Invincible Star. Well, if you add the second and third picks up, which are Marsupial and Spending to Win, they still don't have as much as what Invincible Star's got on it. And a very, very long way away next pick is actually Gwyneth, the horse for All the Ladies.
Mm. Down or up from Albury there. Does Invincible Star take it up, Simon?
I'd say so, Andrew. She won't know herself back against this calibre of sprinters this afternoon. She should lead this fairly comfortably, I would imagine. Gwyneth presses forward. Spending to Win just lobs behind the speed there. And Deploy, I'd imagine he just balances up and settles just behind Invincible Star. I'd say Tracker and possibly the other one, Ray, my favourite, whether they press over. But I think Invincible Star leads comfortably.
If that's the case, gee, she's going to be hard to beat, isn't she, Simon? Look, I'm going to go with Marsupial, though. I just think he's an improving sprinter. I love the way he attacked the line at Randwick on Cup Day when he ran down Tactical Advantage. He's a smart horse in the Schwarz here. This is a horse, Marsupial, who showed promise early in his career. Probably lost his way a little as a three-year-old, but it looks like he's come back in great order this prep. As I said, I love the way he just mowed Tactical Advantage down at Randwick last, start over 1,100, up to 12, up to listed level here against some class sprinters in Invincible Star and Deploy. It's a test for him, but I'm going with the six Marsupial, the up-and-comer. The two Invincible Star, look, if Simon's right and she does get her own way in front, she'll be so hard to catch. Only two starts back, she was a very close fifth in the Manicato, and this is a mare who was one of the early favourites for the Everest for a long time before she had that training setback. She failed in the VRC Classic up the straight at Flemington last start, but she can be forgiven that run. Her previous form was pretty good, and look, she'll be hard to run down, particularly if she gets a soft lead. One Deploy, we know how good he is on his day. Two soft trials going into this. Just went round for practice at Hawkesbury there on Monday. But he's got a good fresh record. He holds two course records in Sydney. A really talented sprinter. His first up off a long break was 61, the slight negative. Spending to Win, I think, is the other chance. Look, just forget he went round in the Dubton Stakes at Sandown last start. Have you heard from Peter Snowden there? He was in among six or seven horses in the speed battle up front. He dropped out in the straight. His previous start, though, he tucked in behind the speed, peeled off, won well at Caulfield. That's the sort of run he'll get today, Spending to Win. He's a very consistent racehorse usually. His career stats, Simon, 20 starts, 4 wins, 13 placings. He'll be thereabouts here, Spending to Win, particularly with that right run stalking the speed. I'm with Marsupial, but I am very wary of the class of Invincible Star in the festival. Six on top from 2, 1 and 3.
Yeah, same Quinella for me, Ray, but I'll lean the way of Invincible Star. She won't know herself back against this calibre of sprinter. She's been pitched up against the best of the best all the way through, and as you mentioned, only beaten a length in that Manicato behind Brave Smash. And just on her SPs, she did start favourite to beat Red Zell in her return, and then she started 7-4 favourite behind Ball of Muscle. She started 25-1 in the VRC Spring Classic. Barring Deploy, none of these horses would start under 50s in that VRC Sprint. So on that alone, I think she probably deserves to be favourite, and she looks to get all the favours on speed. So just whether there's still a bit in the tank, certainly a taxing preparation, continuing to race against the best. But as mentioned, if she's freshened up well, 3 weeks between runs, leads for Tim Clark. If she's right, look, I think she'll be very, very hard to beat. The only knock for me with Marsupial is just where he gets to.
Yeah.
I saw the official speed maps had him back last. Not easy to do so against this calibre of sprinters, especially if Invincible Star gets a few cheap sectionals out in front. But agree, Ray, he's certainly come a long way in terms. He showed early promise. I think if you're obviously betting Sydney, Marsupial would have disappointed you on a few occasions. But on that win last start, he's certainly back, and it was a near career peak for him. So if he can repeat, he's going to be in the finish. Just if he's last, I don't know if I'd want to be on him. That's the only query for me. But of the rest, number three, Spending to Win, good winner first up, and looks to get a similar run to what he did on that occasion, just behind the speed. Happy to forgive his last start. You've got to forgive that. And as you touched on, Ray, very, very consistent horse. And number three, Sir Plush. I think he gets in well at the weights here. He can run a cheeky race, but I think a lot hinges on Invincible Star. If she can run up to her best, I think she's got a bit on these. So my numbers 2, 6, 3, and 7.
Two's also the fancy for Darren Flindell to beat 4, 6, and 3. 2, 4, 6, and 3 in the starlight. Race 8 is the second last here, Glenn.
Yeah, well, it's the summer racing handicap. Today being the first day of summer, and we've got some real summer weather in Sydney, so no excuse not to get out to Rosehill Gardens, see some quality racing at Rosehill Gardens, but all the other venues covered on track. And this is a benchmark 88 over 1,300 metres. So Plush is out for the simple reason he's running in the previous race, and he came out on Wednesday. 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Now, Strathmore, blinkers on today at $19. Super Tycoon with a tongue tie on today at $26. Collaterals at 34, Drakenfels at 8, Gresham back at the races today, $6.50. Blue Tycoon out this morning, 11 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Revenir is the $4.20 favourite. Catesby is at $8, Mapmaker at $6, Beaugest at $5, Sparky Lads 11, and Interweary back today, resuming as a $19 pop. Best supported runner in the race is Revenir. He's got roughly double the investment on Drakenfels, and they're responsible for just over half the total investment on the race. Hasn't been the busiest betting race on the day.
Who takes it up, Simon?
Looks to be Catesby, I think, from the wide draw with Blue Tycoon coming out. From the inside, Mapmaker shouldn't be too far away. I think Gresham posies up well here, and Beaugest won't want to give away that inside draw, right?
Yeah, I'm with Revenir here, Simon. I'm pretty keen on Revenir. He's ready to win this horse. Successive seconds at Randwick, his first two runs back. He looked home there at Randwick on October 27 before being ambushed late by a single bullet out wide. He fouled up the straight at Flemington, but there are excuses there. Back to Rosehill here. Solid tempo up front. He'll stalk these leaders. He'll be heading the line. I know he's on trial in some respects at 1,300, but I think he's looking for the trip now, and he's fourth up, rock hard fit. I think 8 Revenir, this is his race. I've got him on top. 9 Catesby, Greg McFarlane's doing a good job with this chestnut. He's racing well. He was terrific first up, beating Sexy Eyes at Warwick Farm. Ran up to that last start at Rosehill. Leads here, as Simon suggested. He'll be in it for a long way. 11 Beaugest. James Cummings gave a little push for Beaugest this morning, didn't we, when we were talking to him, boys? And this horse does come off a strong race at Flemington last start. Talented horse when riding. He's certainly fit enough now, and he's right down in the weights, Beaugest. 6 Gresham resuming here. Loved his recent trial. And 5 Drakenfels. I've left him out of my top four, but he's just a horse who just never seems to race with any luck. He should have won at Canterbury last start. Very keen on 8 Revenir in race 8. 8 on top from 9, 11 and 6.
Same first four for me, Ray. I'm Team Blue here with Revenir. I think the interesting thing listening to James this morning, because he's on trial at the trip, but it was interesting hearing Buick's claim that he would be better at 12-13. Yeah. So it's obviously been a plan for him. And as you touched on, his form in Sydney prior was very good. He just looked a bit lost down the straight, as horses can be for the first time. So back to that level of form around single bullet, he's going to be in the finish here. Number 11, Beaugest, the stable mate. His form on paper doesn't look all that crash hot, but hasn't been far off the mark. And that form around 50 stars, already 4 subsequent winners out of it. So really strong form race. Down in the weights, drawn well for Kieran McAvoy. There's plenty to like about Beaugest's chances today. Number 6, Gresham, big watch fresh here. Thought he raced in good order last time in. He gets into a good spot here. In a race with not a great deal of speed, Catesby comes across. I think Gresham probably gets the run of the race, so expect him to run well fresh. And number 9, Catesby, as mentioned, with Blue Tycoon coming out, should lead here from that wide draw. And it was a good effort last start, back in good order. He should be in it for a long way as well. But Lean Away Revenir out to 1,300. I think he gets a good run here. My numbers 8, 11, 6 and 9.
Darren Flindell goes Mapmaker here. Scratch from the last to run here. Number 10 to beat 9, 8 and 2. 10, 9, 8 and 2 for Darren Mapmaker, currently at $6. The Tab Rewards, Glenn, is the last at a quarter past 6.
Yeah, benchmark 88. Over 1,500 here, and Dagny is at $19. Galoy or Gilwar is $3.80. Roman Sun is at 21. Tip Top at 9. Sexy Eyes the favourite at $3.60. Drockich at 15. Gambler's Blues at 21. Noshio is a $6 chance. Mysterious out the deduction there, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Mapmaker out, it's running in the previous, came out Wednesday. 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Mutarakem is at $31. Arraignment at $6.50. Black Sail out, and the deduction there, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place, came out Thursday. Impavido with the blinkers off at 31. And Monsieur Sisu, it's running earlier, came out Wednesday, 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Well, this is going to carry the hopes of the nation, I think, in the last year. It's not even favourite at the moment. That's not to say it won't run favourite. It is all about Galoy in the last.
Arraignment to take it up?
Yeah, not a lot of speed either, Andrew. Gambler's Blues comes across, the well-supported Gulwa lands in the 1-1, I think, for Hugh Bowman. The big question mark horse for me on the map raised Sexy Eyes. I saw the official maps had it going back to last, but I think given the lack of speed on paper, they want to be positive if they're going to be in the finish, I think.
Yeah, she's drawing out wide here. Really interesting. Look, I've gone for 4 Tip Top each way here, boys. He's going to get a lovely run just tucked in behind the speedy. He's come off a six-week break, 2 runs back on the quick back-up from that run at Rose Hill last week when he ran sick behind Cradle Mountain Dyslexic. They sprinted home in sub-34. They were too good for that field. And he was in a bunch behind them, tip-top running sixth. Timmy Clark dropped his whip at the top of the straight. Wouldn't have made any difference, but he was working to the line nicely, looking like a horse who needs further. Gets up to 1,500 metres on the quick back-up. Drawn the right gate this time. He can settle closer, just in behind the speed. Peel off. I think he run a race here at odds 4 Tip Top. I've got him on top from 2 Gulwar. He does look well placed here. That comeback run in the Dyslexic Coruscate race was excellent. Jumping from up from 13 to 1,500, ideal. 5 Sexy Eyes. Simon's right. What do they do from that wide gate? If she has any luck, she's in great form. And 8 Noshio broke through last start. Winning touch. Team Hawks are in great form at the moment, so I think they've saddled up 5 winners from their last 6 runners. Noshio, a definite chance. 4 Tip Top each way in the last. 4, 2, 5, and 8.
Yeah, with Gulwar, one of the better bets of the day for me. Just on the map, he just gets into a lovely spot for Mr. 1-1 Hugh Bowman. And I think he couldn't have gone any better first up at Rose Hill. His closing splits were simply electric. So if he springboards off that, I think he's going to be extremely hard to beat. Number 5, Sexy Eyes, the danger. Just a question mark what they do. I'm hoping they press forward. She's racing well. Number 12, Arraignment. With no speed in the race, could give plenty of cheek on speed. Certainly have him in your quaddy. And number 8, Noshio. Good win last start. If he holds his form, he'll be around the mark. But I think Gulwar lands into the good spot. Very hard to beat in the last. The numbers 2, 5, 12 and 8.
Darren goes 12 to beat 5, 2 and 8. 12, 5, 2 and 8. Your best, Simon?
Yeah, with Savakul, Andrew. Just hoping we get a bit better price about her. And Gulwar in the last. I think he's going to be very hard to beat as well.
4, 6, and 9, 2. Have a good day. Thanks a lot, mate. Simon Donopoulos from Racing and Sports. What about your best, Ray?
Yeah, Revenir, race 8, Andrew. Revenir, the Godolphin horse, reader. Went also like Sky Ray in the second. I think Glenn mentioned there'd been a really good push for him. Race 2, number 8, Sky Ray. Into race 8, number 8, Revenir.
Good on you, Ray. Enjoy your day out there.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
Ray Thomas and Simon Donopoulos and the Tab's Glenn Munsey with our full preview for Rose Hill. Don't forget Queensland Racing George Moore Stakes Day at Doomben. You'll get a full preview of that right through the morning on Sky.
Christmas is coming to Clarendon. Experience the festive season of racing at Hawkesby Race Club Sunday Christmas Party Race Days, December 9 and 16. It's racing into Christmas at Hawkesby, featuring live music, kids entertainment, Santa and great prizes. Make Sunday, December 9 and 16 your Christmas party at the races. Catch the train and hop off at Clarendon, or parking is free. Entry only $10, free for ATC members, children and concession card holders. Visit hawkesbyraceclub.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday night, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 4 at Tabcorp Park Melton for the Tab Inter-Dominion Heat. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Don't miss summer's ultimate race for hometown pride, the $75,000 TAB Queensland Country Cups Challenge Final, Doomben today. 16 True Blue hometown hero Country Cup winners will go head-to-head to decide who will be Queensland's Country Cups champion. The TAB Queensland Country Cups Challenge Final, part of Australia's number one summer carnival, Doomben today.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1800 858 858.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Your complete Brisbane preview comes up at 9:30.
Yes, and a reminder that the TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival, the Road to Magic Millions action, moves up a gear today with the Group 3 George Main at Doomben. There's four Magic Millions lead-up races, including the George Moore, the winning Rupert Plate, and, of course, the markets through tab.com.au and UBet, or TAB in Queensland, will certainly... take some dramatic shape after these four races today. George Moore Stakes Day, part of Australia's number one summer carnival this afternoon at Doomben. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1800 858 858. Just gone 9 o'clock, Sky Sports Radio. We're looking now at Moonee Valley. They watered the track last night. 4 mil went on. A fine and warm day, 31 degrees in Melbourne. The track's a good four, and the rail is in the true. Race one, takeout number six. Race two, number five. Race three, the scratchings are 10 and 11. Race four, takeout eight and nine. Race five is clear. Race six, the scratchings are 6, 10 and 11. Race seven, clear. Race eight, 1, 6, 9 and 11. And there's a few scratchings in the last, race nine. You can take out 1, 4, 6, 8, 11, 12, 13, 16, and 17. And on a good four, we welcome in, I'll just check Dean's there this morning. Mark Hutter certainly is. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
How's Moonee Valley look, mate? Given we've had a, this is the first Saturday since Cox Plate Day, but they've had a couple of night meetings since.
Yeah, it's a tough day. It's a very tough day for the punters. Rail back in the true. As you mentioned, it's a hot and going to be a windy day. So I wouldn't be shocked if the inside was the spot to be during the day, that's for sure.
Okay, well, we'll monitor that as we go through these early races. And Dean Lester is with us as well. Morning, Dino.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
And, yeah, the wind, as Mark mentioned, on a warm day, can it play a significant role at Moonee Valley?
Oh, I suppose it can. I'm not that good at the weather, as you know, Andrew, so I'll leave it to the weather experts.
Yeah, we'll wait and see what unfolds.
How it unfolds.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you got to earn some money today, have you? You're off to a big concert tonight or something, are you?
Yeah, oh, well, that money went a long time ago, Andrew, so...
you got to buy tickets.
I'm going to Bon Jovi. Yes.
Yeah, that'll be all right. You love getting to a few concerts, don't you? What's been the best concert you've ever been to?
Oh, puts me on the spot, Andrew. Bruce Springsteen or Paul McCartney, one of the two.
Yeah, Paul was, they told me was good, but no, fantastic. Good luck tonight anyway, mate. All right, Glenn, you're with us, aren't you?
Certainly so, Andrew. Good morning, Dino. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
All right,
ready to go,
first,
Andrew?
Yes, we are. The Santa's Workshop kicks it off.
Yes, and good to see you doing your bit again this year, Andrew, for Santa in the workshop. Don't need the padding. Right, Smartalism here in the first is a $3 favourite. We've got Social Spin at $5, Behemoth is at $4.80. Mishka at $4.20. Ashtrain is a $26 chance. Bianconi Magic is out and advancing at $4.40. Compact betting race, there is the grand total of $250 between three runners here. The most popular runner is Behemoth. Second pick is Advancing. Third pick is Mishka. Not far away is Smart Alyssum, and there's good money for Social Spin. The only horse there isn't a great deal of money for is Ashtrain. So there's only six runners. There's money for five of them.
All right, Dean, which way do you go?
Andrew, I've gone with Advancing. I thought he might just find the front here early and in a little bit of a tactical battle might run well. He's hard fit. Off a maiden win. I think they've always had a good opinion of this horse, and now he's maybe starting to put it together, but very limited confidence. Really like the trial of Social Spin going into this race. Gets a great run from the draw. Misha didn't do a bad job. It was a great ride to win last start over 1,000 metres. 1,200 here, probably races a bit closer, and Smart Alyssum's got a chance. He's down in grade, but he's having a very long, sort of drawn-out first preparation, freshened up and trialled again. But I'm going with Advancing, but with very limited confidence. 7, 2, 4, and 1.
Yeah, tricky little start to the day. I'm going with similar setup. I'm going to ones I think will settle up on the speed. I'm just going for number 4, Misha, who I think will settle outside Advancing when they settle down. Misha was a good win last time. I didn't know I could overcome those difficulties and still win. It looks like it's come back a better horse. Control the race here for Linda and maybe just be too strong for number 7, Advancing. It was a good win last time. Should spear to the top and take catching. One Smart Alyssum. It's an easier race, but gee, it was ordinary last time. It's got some chance. And then 2, Social Spin, who certainly has trialled well, should lob leaders back and get every chance from there. 4, 7, 1, and 2.
Matt Hill calls all the action. He likes Smart Alyssum, number 1, to beat 7, 3, and 2. 1, 7, 3, and 2. That's the first race, so it'll be interesting to see how the market continues to play out there. Race 2, Glenn, and we've got a number of debuters here.
Yes, Andrew, we'll start with South Street Boss. Is a $18 chance, not to be confused for Dean for the with the E Street Band. South Street Boss is an $18 chance. Oso Rewarding's a $10. Now I'll go with Oyashio or Oyashio. How are we going there? Because it's out of by Kurashio, so I'd go Oyashio. It's a $23 chance anyway. Company Line at $14. Crystal Bow is out. First Responder is a $6.50 chance. Floriat Pika at 10. Yes, 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 at $6.50. Brooklyn Hustles at 5. Favourite Things at 19. We've got Nomino, $3.50 and favourite. And Sacred Thoughts is a $26 pop. Most popular runner here is Yes, Yes, Yes. Albeit has been $6.50 basically all the way through since Wednesday. Has more... the most investment, Brooklyn Hustle, is actually second pick. It's been $6.50 to $5. And third pick's the favourite, Namimo, who's been $3.60 to $3.50.
All right, have we seen most of these, Mark?
All bar one, Hoss. We haven't had the pleasure of Yes, Yes, Yes. The rest of them, I'm going to tip number 9, Brooklyn Hustle, who trialled well Monday, I think, from the gate. It should get a lovely run. I liked its trial. Looks like it'll be very strong here at the 1,000. To beat 11, Namimo, it went around the outside in a Flemington jump out, which is not easy to do. Looked to trial well. Number 6, First Responder. It's got speed, will put itself there. And I put number 8, Yes, 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 in next best. I don't know it, but I couldn't give you a push for the rest of them. I'll go 9, 11, 6, and 8.
Yeah, same exacta for me. I liked Brooklyn Hustle's trial on Monday. And in other jump outs, we've seen it show a little bit more speed, so I can use Barrier 1. I think to advantage and run well to beat Namimo, who was a very good jump out at Flemington. I thought it's stable, mate. Floriat Pika improved with the blinkers on too, but it's just got an awkward draw to contend with here. That's the worry. And maybe number 2, Oso Rewarding with the race experience. A few gear changes as well. Didn't run too badly on debut, but yeah, I think 9 and 11 look the key runners. 9, 11, 7 and 2.
Righto, Matt Hill likes the Hawks runner, First Responder, number 6 to beat 11, 8 and 9, 6, 11, 8 and 9. And of course, Glenn, Hawks Racing have got that 2-year-old, and of course they've got Torched lining up in the first at Rose Hill today.
Yeah, I think it's about the fourth time they've had Torched in, Andrew, and finally going around today was dodged to sort last week. It may be a benefit to it.
Yeah, for sure. It won, I think, a Cranbourne trial going
back.
Yeah,
led all the way, I think, in that Cranbourne trial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any? Did you see it, Dean?
Yeah, it went pretty well, Andrew. And as you said, it was it's been nommed and accepted for a few times.
Okay. To race three here for the three-year-old fillies.
Yeah, we start with Solar Star here, who earlier today I wrote down $8. It's now $8.50. Notation at $4.40. No Joy is at $8.50. Our Long Sally at $5. Alnifa at $6. Benito's at $23. Luck Favours at $13. My Pendant, the $3.60 favourite. And Kobe Princess is a $23 chance. Most popular runner here is My Pendant. As much as $5.50 early. The two bottom ones were 11 and 13 when they come out, but it's gone $5.54, $3.70, $3.60. My Pendant, it's got double the investment of the toppy Solar Star, who's been 10, $8.50, 8 back to $8.50, and third pick would be No Joy. It's been a steady firm all the way through, 16, 10, 9, $9.50 to $8.50 today.
Okay, for David Jolly over there with No Joy. Dean, race three, your thoughts?
Yeah, I find this a really hard race, Andrew, but it was the one I thought had a bit of a chance, No Joy. I thought it was a pretty good win last start, and we'll need a pretty good ride from Steph Thornton nonetheless, but just at the odds on offer in a pretty even race, I'm going with it from Alnifa. Thought she ran really well on Oaks Day by herself down the inside of the straight track, and fitter for that run, and I think back in grade a bit here can run well. Our Long Sally comes through the same race and gets a claim, and Notation is back in grade, back in distance, gets on dry ground, might improve. But Lord Three was a little bit over the odds, 3.542.
Yeah, tough race. I'm going to tip number two, Notation. I just think a couple of things getting back onto dry ground. The first two wins were good. You have to forgive that last run at Flemington on the wet. Get back on the dry here, easier race, claim for Lockie King. Bang forward outside the leader, control the race to beat number five, Alnifa, who was terrific up the straight, came solo inside and wasn't beaten far. Got a tricky gate to overcome. 4 hour long Sally out of the same race, maybe needs softer, but this is easier. And one Solar Star. It was blessed last time. All the other leaders missed the start, which gave it a soft lead, but it does look the leader again here, and we'll give you a sight. 2, 5, 4, and 1.
Matt Hill likes number five, Alnifa, to beat 4, 1, and 8. 5, 4, 1, and 8. And I saw it on social media yesterday, Glenn. Tony McAvoy sending off a large team for Queensland, of course, trying to win the Magic Millions race again like Sunlight did earlier this year. So we'll have to get up to date with those during the week.
Yeah, and well, she won't be contesting the three-year-old, Andrew. I think she's been safe for the Lightning.
No.
Is it the Lightning
there?
Yep, that's
it.
Yeah, could be an interesting opportunity to take a multi there. Dino's Tip No Joy, trained by David Jolly at Goolwa, and you can take it into the last at Rose Hill, which is Goolwa, for the Godolphin gallopers, and could be an interesting multi there for you, keep you interested all day.
Yeah, it would for sure with the Sydney version.
I do find some
version.
Crazy things to...
and they're spelled differently too, aren't they? It's
well, Goolwa is the town in South Australia.
G-O-O-L-W-A.
Yes, and Goolwa is the pronunciation of the Godolphin runner because it's got something to do with the Celts. So the Gaulish people, I think you'll find, Andrew.
All righto. Race four, the Inglis catalogues. All the catalogues are coming out for the sales coming up.
Yeah, and I hope everyone arrived home safely from the Inglis lunch yesterday in Sydney. We'll take a roll call today at the races and find out what happened there, whether Fitzy looked after everyone. And this Inglis race is race four at the Valley, and Five Kingdom is a $5 chance. And in a wide betting race, it's equal favourite at that price. Tanto Bianco at $9, Hostar at $5.50. Kalama Bay's at 11, Louisville Lips at 23, Spalding Cove's at 21, What a Shock 11, scratch the next two. Down to the Regiment at 5.50, Drysdale Spirit 21, Second Marriage, equal favourite at $5, Navesha is at 21, and Tycoon Kate is a $26 chance. All about the toppy here in Five Kingdom, $6 to $5. It's been $5 for a couple of days. About a quarter of the total money on it has come for it this morning, $5 unchanged. It's about 3.5 times what's been invested on both Hostar and the Regiment.
They had a long run of outs, Lindsay Park, but they had a couple of winners at Pakenham and Kyneton, so they're back on board here, Mark, and they've got Five Kingdom.
They have, Andrew. Look, I think this is the best for the day here, number 12, Second Marriage. It's had three runs back from a spell. Michael D's ridden it twice, and to be fair, he hasn't given it much hope twice. He has drawn wide, but he's gone back both times. Linda rode it the other time, gave it a great run, and it bolted in. I think from gate one here, it can hold its spot, hopefully lead us back. It'll be strong at the trip, and I think it's an each-way certainty to beat number 1-5 Kingdom. It's got a chance. It's got to get into the right spot from the gate. If it does that, it can feature. Three Hostar is going to be back inside, weaving through, maybe following Second Marriage into the race. Got a good hope. And then number 10, the Regiment. It's going well. It was set a task last time. Williams takes over, but just doesn't win out of turn. Keen on 12 from 1, 3 and 10.
Going with Hostar, number 3, I thought the win last start was quite good. Beat a subsequent winner, Okotox, and I thought had a good chance in a... I reckon it's a very flat race to be on a Saturday program. Tato Bianco's, I thought, would go forward and have a chance. Just banking on Second Marriage being ridden forward, I hope it is from Barrier 1. If it does, it can win. It was set a massive task at Pakenham, and Five Kingdoms yet to run a poor race will be somewhere in the finish again, I'd imagine. But I'm tipping Hostar, but a very moderate race for me. 3-2-12-1.
Matt Hill likes the 10, the Regiment, to beat 1, 6 and 7. 10, 1, 6 and 7 in race 4. Race 5, this is for the fillies and mares, a benchmark 84 race. Glenn?
Yeah, and Smart As You Think, who was scratched from Rose Hill, to will stay in Victoria to run, and it runs here as a $6 chance. Penny to Sell at 14. Shakora, $4.20. Dreams of Paris at 16. Mintha, $3.40 and favourite. Snogging at $3.70. T for Chew at 18. Queen Leonara at 23. And Valeria Masolina is a $19 chance. Best supported runner here is Mintha. Didn't go up favourite. Snogging actually went up favourite over Mintha, 340 to 350. Then Mintha got to 370, so it's been 370 to 340 in the last couple of days, and has 2.5 times the investment on what Snogging has, who's gone the other way, 340 out to 370.
Dean, who wins it?
I'm tipping Mintha. It'll take a good ride from Luke Curry. Just a little bit of a tricky draw in this sort of field, but... I think her first up run was sound, and I think she runs the mile out okay, and I think she's got a very good winning chance from Shakora, who hasn't had much luck all spring. Very well weighted here, got a terrific chance. Snogging, I think 1600's about as far as she wants. They made the announcement they want to ride her more forward from Barrier 1. I just think that her upper limit 1600, but I put her in for third, and T for Shoe ran okay first up, will be a little bit fitter, but I thought Mintha was at least the one on the up. Five from 3, 6 and 7.
Yeah, Mintha for me too, I totally agree. It was a trial super going into that Sandown race. I thought it might do more there. It never threatened but held its ground okay over the line. It's only got to take improvement. That's the best form. Have a bit of luck from the gate and it's the one to beat. 6 Snogging. 1600 is certainly its outer limit, and you worry with that riding announcement they're going to ride it forward. They could bring it undone. 3 Shakora has had excuses every time, still not sure how it's going. And then number 1, Smart As You Think, who might get a pretty soft run up on the speed and give you a sight. 5, 6, 3 and 1.
And for Matt Hill, it's number 6, Snogging, to beat 3, 2 and 5. 6, 3, 2 and 5 in race 5. Race 6 getting through the card here. This is a benchmark 84 this time. It's a similar sort of race to last time, I reckon, this one, but over 1,000 metres rather than the mile.
Yeah, for Spendthrift here, so they got a chance with First Responder in Race 2, and they're sponsoring Race 6 on the program at the Valley. And we've got Essence of Terror here at $7, Rewarding Laughter at $5.50, Grey Shadow, favourite at $3.80. Queen Annabelle at 6, Belwazi at 13, Urak is out. Phil the Flute, 460, Unique Lovely at 7, Savageu is a $31 chance, scratch the next two, and the bottom one, Caribbean Pearl at $23. Best supported runner here is Grey Shadow, albeit just out fractionally this morning. 370 out to 380. It's gone 370, 390, 370 out to 380. Second pick now would become, with the scratching of Urak, not much between Phil the Flute and Unique Lovely, and then Essence of Terror.
Okay. Mark, race 6 over the 1,000?
Yeah, number 4, Queen Annabelle for me. Andrew, in another even race, I just think it's going to get a great run from the draw. I thought it won well. First up will be fitter to beat number 2, Rewarding Laughter. It can go forward. That doesn't look to be a heap of tempo here for a 1,000-metre race. Rewarding Laughter's in career best form. 3 Grey Shadow will certainly win on its best run. It's had time between runs. It draws wide and down to number 8, Unique Lovely. Always runs well at the Valley. Got no weight. Can trail through from the barrier and run on strongly. I'll go 4, 2, 3 and 8.
I'm going with number 8, Unique Lovely. I think she will just need a little bit of luck from barrier 1, but with 52.5 on her back, I think she's got a great winning chance to beat number 1, Essence of Terror, having a really good preparation, kept fresh for this, can run well again. Number 3, and that is Grey Shadow. Just needs everything to go right at 1,000 metres, but she's going to be strong late, and she's beginning better since they've put the barrier blanket on her. She doesn't quite get as far back. And 5, Belwazi, who's got a good record and can certainly run well fresh. 8-1-3-5.
Matt Hill likes number 1, Essence of Terror, to beat 3-8-5. 1-3-8-5. Dean, I was going to mention it earlier with John McCartley. He's got one of those key chances back in race 5. Of course, he's got I'll Have a Bit lining up in the winter bottom, and Malibu Style comes out of that same race. And there's another one, that Sandown, the Doveton, I think it was, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
I think there's a third one. It'll be interesting just to see how these horses, thankfully the weather's been okay. It hasn't been real hot, you know, they can settle in a bit.
It's had a good preparation, I'll Have a Bit. And you look at that Goodwood run behind Sandrana Lane, it stacks up pretty well. And it's going to need a little bit of luck because she always gets back, but she's going very well.
Yeah. You got the builders in again, Munns, have you?
No, that's actually Denise moving a ladder, Andrew, out the back there. She's Denise, I think she's getting ready to do a bit of painting.
You're not bad.
You're good, aren't you? Send them off, you go off, and they just do all the hard work for you.
Andrew, who do you think does the settling here?
I reckon she would. Knowing her, she would be.
I've got nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I reckon Denise would be doing it.
I'm very good at making orders.
Let's move to race 7 here, again over the 1,000 metres at Moonee Valley.
Yeah, they'll get ready to fly here over the 1,000. We've got Thermal Current as a $5.50 chance. Ken's Dream at 5. Holy Blade is at $8.50. Invincible Al, favourite, at $3.30. Al Luca is a $3.90 chance. Carlingford at 23. Angry G at 21. Pravro at 21. And Diamond Oasis is a $19 chance. Just under double the investment on Invincible Al than Al Luca. But since Wednesday, it's been a dramatic change to the market because Invincible Al actually went up favourite $3.40. It's now $3.30. But Al Luca went up $7 on Wednesday. It's been $7.484, now $3.90. They dominate. Third pick would be Holy Blade, who's got $9.10, $9.850.
Gee, there's a couple of decent moves here. Al Luca being one of those. Dean, how do you see race 7?
I'm giving a good chance here to Holy Blade, Andrew. I thought this horse had no luck at Flemington on Oaks Day and wasn't really tested late. Didn't run the 1,200 before that. And before that, he had two good wins on the board. Harry Coffey's won on him before. The Winkers go on. I just think of the main chances. He's the one that's going to be right on the back of the speed. And I think he's got a great chance at the odds. Invincible L, he'll be swooping home late with the lightweight, and he can certainly win. I think he's the main danger. And then the weird pair of Ken's Dream first up and Thermal Current with the big weight. But I think Holy Blade will run really well here. 3-4-2-1.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a query race. I'll go number 4, Invincible L, who got a costly racing pattern getting back and running on strongly, but it's going well. It was terrific at the Valley over the Carnival on a biased track, and then not the best of luck at Sandown last time. It's got no weight. It'll get back. It'll charge to beat number 3, Holy Blade. Didn't have much luck at Flemington. Looks well placed here. 2, Ken's Dream, could certainly win if he was ready. And 1, Thermal Current, who was a lovely ride and a good win up the straight and then ran just as well at Sandown. It's going well now. It's got that wide gate to overcome. I'll go 4-3-2-1.
Falls also the fancy for Matt Hill, Invincible L, to beat 1-2-5, 4-1-2-5 in race number 7. And just while things come into my mind while I'm talking about race callers, the 16-year-old Dean last week at Ballarat, we had some audio issues off track, and thankfully for our radio audience, we were able to pick it up, but he did a fine job. Dane Barry.
Yep, that's it. And he's going along very nicely, and that was a big task for him because it's a very hard course to call, Andrew, because they go behind some advertising signage and the winning post and all sorts of things in his way, and he's virtually on a milk crate, so because he's down the other end of the straight calling on the Clockwise Classic, so he did a great job.
Yeah, well done to him, and I was... there was a lot of the audience heard on Sky One heard Dave calling it, but thankfully for our radio, we were able to pick it up. To race eight, this is the Adapt Australia Handicap over the Cox Plate trip.
Yeah, the toppy is out, Rhythm Despair, like Kyrgyz, for Jeffrey Corrigan and his fellow owners, is a $5.50 chance. Our Big Mike at $5.50, on City and Ruler 23, Golden Mane 26, Chizozo out. Al Galil is $2.30 in favourite. Top Prospect, $4.20. Maha Hamidis is a scratching. Strategic Demand, $17. Pleasuring is out. And Captain Rhett is a $10 chance. Easily the best supported runner here. Two-thirds of the total investment on the race, and that's even including the scratchings, is on Al Galil here. And it's got six times the amount of money on what Lycurgus has. And he's been $2.50 into $2.30 so far today.
Okay, so there's a good move. And Lycurgus was scratched last week, Mark, because of the wet track at Ballarat.
Yes, it's on its way to the Pakenham Cup, I would imagine. I think it's a two-horse race, so I'm going with number eight Top Prospect, who I just think will be the stronger of the two at the 2040. It was a good win at Flemington. It can only be fitter for that run. It's got a whitish gait and a different rider, but all it has to do is train on, and I think it's the one to beat number seven, Al Galil. It's going to look the winner. It's in good form. Just has to run a strong 2040. I think it's rock bottom odds. After that, number two, Lycurgus, who's coming along nicely. And three, Our Big Mike, who ran well at Kyneton. But two horse race, eight to beat seven, then two and three.
Yep, very little to add. I think Top Prospect will be just stronger at the end of 2000 metres or 2040. And probably still on the up. He was only second up when he won at Flemington. I think that was a bit of a bonus win, to be honest. And I think he'll out-tough Al Galil. I think that's the little issue with him at the end of 2040 metres and the end of most races. He just seems to put himself in a spot and just grind it out. The visors going on might suggest that they don't think he's been quite hitting the line with full gusto. Maybe he'll be a bit stronger here. Two, Lycurgus, getting ready for the Pakenham Cup, and Our Big Mike, next best, 8-7-2-3.
Exactly the same way there, and getting Matt Hill's tips for the second last race eight as well. He likes the eight to beat 4-2-7, 8-4-2-7. The last at 5-6, Glenn.
Excuse me, it was going to be the biggest field today, but we've got nine scratching, so we're left with nine runners. We start with number two, Like to Think So, at $5. Demolition at $4.40, Fast Cash Out. Serious Suspect, $3.40 in favourite. This Kid Rocks out. Prezzato, $8.50. Cash Crisis out. Costello, $23. Easy Beast at $14. Go down to number 14, Magnesium Rose at $8. Exaltara at $12. And all the way down to the bottom one, Blazjowski, is an $11 chance. Very little separating here. Serious Suspect and Demolition. Looking at what's happened this morning, Serious Suspect went up 3.40, it's still there. Demolition went up 4.40, it's still there. Roughly double the investment today, Serious Suspect over Demolition, but there's a round of drinks between them overall.
Righto, yeah, so there's been some change with a lot of scratchings here, Dean, in the last.
There has, Andrew, but when it was a full field, I was keen on Serious Suspect, so I've got no reason to change. I think he'll make his own luck up on the pace. I just think he's a terrific horse, and he'll be very hard to beat here from 10 Easy Beast to upper limit 1,200 metres, but trialled well. Barrier 1 should get a cheap run. 18 Blazjowski now is in the field with an each-way chance, and maybe number 3, Demolition. Doesn't have as much traffic to overcome now. He'll be sweeping from the back. Look for him to run on first up. But I think five will win the last five, 10, 18 and 3.
Yeah, and with number five, Serious Suspect, in a race, I think the main hopes are 5 and 3. Just got Serious Suspect settling a lot closer, having a much better run. It's in fantastic form. No worries with the 1,200. I think it'll pinch a winning break and beat number three, Demolition. Got a great chance and been aided by the scratchings. Not as much traffic now. Down to number 18, Blazjowski, in great form and box seats. And then seven, Prezzato. Don't know if it's going to run 1,200 metres strongly, but it just had no luck recently got a 3-kilo claim. 5-3, then 18 and 7.
Matt Hill likes the 5 as well to be 2-14 and 15. 5-2-14 and 15. Mark, what's your best bets, mate?
Very confident, Andrew. Race 4, number 12, second marriage each way. And I will go with race 8, number 8, Top Prospect, as the next best.
Okay, 8-8 there. Good on you, mate. Have a good winning day.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter looking at the Valley. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, I like Minta, race 5, number 5, and Serious Suspect, race 9, number 5. And thought Holy Blade was the best value, race 7, number 3.
Race 7, number 3, a bit of value there, Holy Blade. Have you looked anywhere else? Oh, can I ask you about Chamois Road? It's in today for Paddy Payne. I was going to text you. Sorry, Dean, and I forgot about it. The Festival Stakes.
Race number, Andrew?
It's race 6, the Festival Stakes. Pecans, My Nordic Hero, yep, have been mentioned. We've got a soft 5 likely to get to a good 4 at some stage today.
It doesn't really matter for him. He handles anything, so that's a good starting point. He's got a fair bit of weight with a couple of those down in the weights a little bit, getting, you know, 2 or 3 kilos off him. But he's a very genuine horse. He never runs a bad race. And Patrick Payne's such an immaculate placer of his horses. For him, yeah, to make the trip up, he must have really studied it and thought this is the right race for him. So now he seems a little bit over the odds to me.
Yeah, you're right with Paddy, because he said, look, I'll accept and then I'll work it out and see whether it's worth coming. So I can only take that from Paddy that he thinks the horse will run well. Anything else spotted around the place?
I've been just working through Ascot. I think Vedora is very hard to beat in the Winterbottom. I think, yep, she just gets a great run. The horse we mentioned, I'll Have a Bit, I think will run really well. But they're the two I like in the Winterbottom. And okay, I like one in the first there called How to Fly. I think it'll just sit off the back of the speed and win the first at Ascot. Race 1, number 5.
Race 1, number 5. We've got markets open.
$3.20. $3.20. Vedora was $2.70, and I'll Have a Bit was $13. I think you'll find in those other races, yeah, $2.70 and $13. And Chamois Road's now a $9 chance, so it's been $13 to $9, and has been placed in a mile race, so $1,500. The only one time he's been past $1,400, he ran second in a mile race, and he's in a $1,500 today.
Alrighty. Thanks, Dean. Good to hear from you, mate. And I should mention you're on tomorrow, but Monday, over the summer, for a number of weeks, there's no Monday Victorian racing. They're going to run a twilight on a Wednesday.
Yes, they will, Andrew. Yes.
You seem excited about that, Dean.
No, I just realised I've got to organise someone to do the form for that.
Exactly. I was going to text you last night, and I thought, I won't annoy him. I'll let him go and see. But, so it's a... It's no racing in Victoria on a Monday and a twilight on a Wednesday. So there's now two meetings on a Wednesday.
Except for Christmas Eve, Andrew. They had to throw in a Monday on Christmas Eve at Werribee.
All right. We'll get through week by week. Good on you, Dean. We'll hear from you tomorrow. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester, Mark Hunter, a couple of jockey challenges there have come through.
Yeah, well, while we're on the Valley, we'll have a look at that. Craig Williams is an odds-on favourite for the jockeys challenge today at Moonee Valley, and I'll go back to it and tell you that he's $1.50 over John Allen at $3.90. A little bit of money for Lachlan King here, $4.40. Big jump then to Michael D, $26. Brett Pebble, $41. He rode at Canterbury last night, Brett.
He did.
Then we go to $61 for any other jockey. The Thorntons, Stephanie at $81. Damien at $101. At Rose Hill, Huey Bowman, the $2.80 favourite over James McDonald at $3.20. Timmy Clark's at $6. Any other jockeys at $8. Karen McAvoy's at $8.50. Jay Ford, $11. Jason Collett, $18. Brenton Abdullah, $26. Good luck to Brenton today. Getting married tomorrow. Opening a nightclub tonight as well. We've got Kembla. Mitchell Bell and Tegan Harrison, equal picks at $3.60. Any other jockeys at $5.50. Grant Buckley's at $6. Winona Coston, $7.50. Kobe Jennings, $11. Jess Taylor's at $12. And Blake Spriggs at $15. Just waiting for Doomben to go up, but the jockeys will be Jimmy Byrne, Mark Duplessis. Here it is now. Brad Stewart's $2.30. Jim Byrne's $2.70. Dale Smith at $7. James Orman at $8.50. Any other jockey, Mark Duplessis and Jeff Lloyd, all $17. Ronnie Stewart at $61. That's yet to open, but they're the prices they've put in. And now open that jockey's challenge on Doomben, Andrew. And really, really good days racing around the country. And... owners and trainers, nominations closed for the big Mudgee Cup Day
tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. A $50,000 Mudgee Showcase Cup there over 1,600. Showcase prize money for the rest of the meeting. Big night on Thursday night at the Orie Hotel, the Oriental Hotel. I'll be conducting the Calcutta there for the club. TK and Laurie will be there for the big sports breakfast on Friday morning. So a big couple of days coming up at Mudgee this week.
Yeah, it will be for sure, and let's hope it it'll go down in a sad way with Max Crockett, but there'll be plenty of pluses with everything else around it, for sure.
And, of course, well, Max, a horse Maxie had under his care went down narrowly on, when was it?
Yeah.
Was it Thursday?
I want to say Thursday. Yeah, but anyway.
Still ran in Max's name, and that was a very, very good touch.
Yeah, it was.
But he just couldn't get over the line. But, yeah, Cam will have plenty of runners next week anyway in his hometown.
He will. Mate, we're going to be coming to you just after 11.30 here on Sky Sports Radio for Brad Davidson, yourself and Richard Haynes looking at Rose Hill. We'll hear from you then.
Yeah, I think we're going to knock over Kembla first on Sky Thoroughbred Central at 11 o'clock, though. Andrew?
Good on you. Thanks, Glenn. Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Back in a moment to look at Doomben.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Grigio. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
It's a good time to take five. Right now at participating Ford dealers, get 5 years warranty plus up to 5 years free scheduled servicing on selected ranges. See Ford.com.au for terms. At Ryder, Burst Water Main, Lane Cove Road at Blaxland Road. For that, we've lost one northbound lane. The earlier accident at Glebe is being cleared, thankfully. That was a four-vehicle prang. Parramatta Road at Glebe Point Road and westbound traffic in the process of recovering. And north of Gosford, Pacific Highways closed in both directions at Kangiangi. The Volkswagen end-of-year clearance is now on. Get the stylish 2018 Polo from 17,990 drive away. T's and C's at Volkswagen.com.au. Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
It's Brett Ogle here. Look, Drummond Golf has asked me to do a world first on radio. A 15-hour commercial where I read out their entire stock list to prove that only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in bags, clubs, buggies, balls, shoes, clothing and accessories. But like you, I'd rather be out playing golf. So if anyone from Drummond Golf asks, can you tell them you heard the 15-hour ad and it was fantastic? Thanks.
As a tree change destination, the Mudgee region has it all. Picturesque surroundings, award-winning restaurants and wineries, a vibrant cafe culture and strong economy. It's undeniably one of the most desirable regional centres in Australia. And your real estate choices are endless. From lifestyle properties and farms to character cottages and luxury residences. With over 45 years' experience, the Property Shop team knows the local market better than anyone. Visit thepropertyshop.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Just $18.95 from newsagents Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
After the Brisbane Tips, your New South Wales provincial preview.
Time to look at Brisbane. A soft five and a warm day coming up, so there will be an upgrade, according to Jim Roberts, the track manager. Penno 5.61 on the rails, true. Race 1, take out 2.10, 11, 12, 14 and 16. Race 2, clear the third, 15. And then the emergencies, 16, 18, 19, 20 and 21. Race 4, 2, 5, 6 and 14. Race 5, 4, 7, 9 and 10. Race 6 is clear, race 7, 8, 13 and 14. Race 8, number 9. And race 9, number 9. And Michael Maxworthy's done the form. Morning to you, Maxie.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Yes, that's important to point out, the soft five. It's been a beautiful morning and very hot and dry yesterday. I think the idea behind it is to try and give a little bit of cushion in the ground, which is not easy to do under these conditions. So Jim Roberts said, expect the track to play like it has for the last couple of weeks. I'm thinking it'll be a good three, good four by the time we get underway this afternoon.
Yeah, the first, not our time, until just before 2 o'clock, so there's still a number of hours to go there. The first race on this big day, George Moore Day, the benchmark 70, number 3 Unlikely Story at 3.30. It's been 3.70 into 3.30 in the last hour. Spirit and Fire, number 5, the next one at $4.40.
Yeah, I think you'll win and get us underway on a winning note, Unlikely Story. He caught the eye during the Winter Carnival one day, running fourth here, this track and distance behind Winter Bride. He was back last coming towards the home bend. He ended up right on the heels of the place getters, beaten about 2.5. He's had a break from the winter, and his two runs back have been terrific. Blinkers went on at Ipswich at the midweeks last time, and he raced a lot handier to the speed and ran down the real boss carrying 59.5. He's a smart horse, and I think he'll win. To beat number 5, Spirit and Fire, a newcomer to Michael Costa's stables at the Gold Coast. They backed him first up for Michael and ran second here at Doomben a fortnight ago behind the door at Dancer. I think the quality of this race is a shade higher, but again, there's been early money for Spirit and Fire, and he looks to map well from a good gate. Then 7, Catalina Mish, she's on a hat-trick. She needs to step it up against this opposition, but she's been progressing nicely. And then number 1, Good Time Charlie, more on the place line. 3, 5, 7, and 1.
Race number 2 over the 2,000 metres. And Magna Fighter, number 6, is the favourite. Steady at 280. Esther Courage, number 3, at 390. And Stanley at $5. Looking at it, Maxi, not any movement at all in the market this morning in race 2.
No, it's a long-distance race, 2,000 metres, and you can make a winning case for 5 or 6 of them in this field of 9, so that's why punters are a little bit wary. I do think the favourite, Magna Fighter, will get out. He certainly won't trim up on that. He's going from the mile to the 2,000 for the very first time. I'm looking at that that race that El Campeador won over the mile a fortnight ago. Now, Magna Fighter was second. Capital Gain was third. We had Hang in fourth. And back in 8th place was Emphasis. Now, I'm going for the horse of the 5 that have come out of that and that are in this again today. The one that finished behind them, I'm going for an Emphasis, around about $13, Andrew. I just think there's a pattern to this horse. He needs a couple of runs into his preparation. He's had that, and he was very good in that race behind El Campeador, the last 100 metres. He loves firm ground. So I think each way at $13. I'd just like to take a punt on one of double figures here. To beat number 2, Capital Gain. Now, he finished 2 lengths ahead of Emphasis in that El Campeador race, and he was first up. Wanted to over-race a little bit early, so they've taken the blinkers off Capital Gain. And he is a Group 1 winner. He won the J.J. Atkins here at Doomben as a 2-year-old. Got 6 Magna Fighter in the mix. He should be able to capitalise on the good draw, be in the first 3 or 4, and then number 3, Estic Raj. He's going very well at the moment. Very stiff. He missed the boat last start in the race won by Scanley. So it's a tricky affair. 1, 2, 6, and 3.
Race number 3. This is the final of the series that's being held up there, the TAB Queensland Country Cups Challenge. 16 Country Cup winners have come to town, and race caller of this race will be Ben Hall, who calls a lot of country racing, and he'll be calling it on all the radio stations and Sky. So we wish Ben all the very best. In this race, Green Empire, number 4, is at $5. And it's an open sort of race, as you'd expect, with all of these country horses, Maxie.
Oh, Jesus. It's a task trying to measure the form. A lot of these tracks, the non-cabbers, we don't have video footage. And I'm going for SGL number 8, and I didn't see the horse's last start victory. That was a Charleville in the Cup. But I remember this guy as a 3-year-old. He was with Godolphin, and they won a Warwick Farm race with him as a 3-year-old. I thought enough of him to run him in the Grand Prix here in Brisbane, and he was only 2 lengths fourth off McIntosh. Anyway, he's found his way to Charleville, and his last 3 runs have been good. Second, and then that win in the Charleville Cup. In record time, he won it by 5 lengths. So we'll go with him. There's a lot of horses coming out of the recent Roma Cup, including Green Empire, who finished 2nd, and Fab's Cowboy, who finished 3rd in that Roma Cup. I did actually see that race. So I've got number 8 on top, Eschiel, just guessing a little bit. To beat number 11, Loud Enough, who ran 2nd recently in the Beaudesert trial. Hasn't raced for a month, but I just like the trial there. at Bowie last Monday, trailing in number 14, The Greatest, and then number 4, Green Empire, 8, 11, 14 and 4 in the Country Cup.
Okay, and good luck to Ben Hall there. To race number 4, a benchmark 85, number 4, Natch, 360 into 350, 12, Curdled at 420, and number 8, Looks Like Elvis, just easing out to $7.
I think this is a good Quinella race, 4 and 12. Very keen on Natch, number 4, with Tony Gollan. Took him a while to hit his straps for Tony. When I say that, there were a number of placings early days, but by gee, he got his act together towards the end of his last prep, putting together 3 in a row, and then he ran second at his last start behind the smart Shogun Sun. He had to give Shogun Sun about 3 kilos, grabbed him the last couple of strides. He was due to race last week, but scratched from a wide gate. So that gives me a bit more confidence because Tony's obviously been able to get another good gallop into him, and he has had 2 jump outs. I think he spears straight to the lead, Natch, and he rails like Zoom Top. You'll note at the top of the straight, you'll get a bit of an advantage on whoever is outside him or behind him. I think that'll be Curdled, number 12. I love the way this guy trialed at Doomben last Tuesday week, having his first run for Toby Edmonds. And I thought he went well enough. He could possibly test Natch here. But I think they'll sit first and second, and I reckon that's the way they'll finish, with Natch ahead of Curdle. Throwing number 8, it looks like Elvis, and then number 11, Blue Brook. It's a good race, but I'm just wrapped in this Natch. I think he can go far this time in. So 4, 12, 8 and 11.
Race 5, as we get into the features, the sizzling plate for the two-year-olds. Tony Gollan's got 6 Country Cocktail, 250 into 240. Greg Hickman's up there with 11-11, number 1 at 280. And then it's out to Batama, number 3, for Toby Edmonds at $5. They dominate those three, the market, 6 ahead of 1 and 3.
Yeah, well, I've got the top 2 in the market. The key to the race is Fatima, the 3rd pick there, because she's got barrier number 2 and she's pretty quick out of the gates. And so too is Country Cocktail. Her 2 barrier trials that she's had, she's flown out of outside gates over 800 metres, and she did that recently leading, running very fast time without being pressured at all. So I'm just hoping that Fatima doesn't work Country Cocktail too hard in the first 200 metres. And if she doesn't, Country Cocktail should be able to lead on her ear here and get away with some cheap sectionals. So I've got her in on top. There's a lot to like about her. She's very professional. Granted, 11-11 has got plenty of ability. I've watched closely his Warwick Farm and Canterbury trials, and his last 200 metres has been very good, looking like a potential smart horse. But he's been a bit sluggish out of the starting gates. Now, you can't hesitate 1,050 metres around Doomben. So he's going to want to do everything right. If he does, it looks as though he's got the ability to run down Country Cocktail, but I'm pretty sure she's going to ping and lead. So we'll go with her. I'll be looking out for 11-11 to storm home. Then number 8, Enthea, who's trial well in fast time, and 3, Batama. And if she takes that trial 3rd defence, that's probably her best chance. 6-1, 8-3.
The winning Rupert is race number 6, and Tony Gollan's got the favourite here at $1.25. Number 3, Zoo Style, with Tab Fixed Odds. 2, The Fire Trap, they've decided to run here at $6.50, and the toppy, Boom Sara, at $7.50.
Well, he beat similar opposition first up, Zoo Style, a fortnight ago here at Doomben. That was over the 1,050. He's got great speed. There's nothing here that'll match him. But he's just got to see out that extra 150, 1,200 metres. But I think he's got this great high cruising speed. Nothing can really get close enough to put pressure on him. So I think he'll give a good kick here and should justify that short price. He's just a beauty. Jumps, runs, and he's been running away from the opposition. Boom Sara was against him last start. He drew a wide gate. Zustal ended up beating him 2.7. They noticed that Jimmy Byrne on Boom Sara wanted him to go forward. He rode him hard, but he didn't have the early speed. So he sat back and ran on okay. I think he's the danger now that he's drawn a lot better today, Boom Sara. So I've got that as the Quinella, the 3 and the 1. Throwing in the Fire Trap, number 2. He did look good in a recent Doomben trial, went 4th behind Curdle. Found the line strongly without being fully tested. And then number 5, Magic Fox. His work on Thursday morning was very good. 3-2 Zoo Style to beat 1, 2, and 5.
3-1, 2, and 5. The Mode Stakes for the three-year-old fillies. And again, Tony Gollan's got the favourite here. Outback Barbie, number one. Opened 2.50 this morning. It's now at 2.30. 3 Malahide opened this morning at 5.50. It's now 5. And 7 Avula up there for Star Thoroughbreds. It's a $9 chance.
Yes, the Waller runner, Waila, she got a bit of an awkward gait, but that was a good run at Flemington, although 6 during the carnival there. She was closing nicely. It was only a little over a length from the winner. But I'm just concerned about that wide gate for her. I think Outback Barbie's the best bet on the card today. She's very professional. She was dogged by bad luck and bad barriers during the autumn in Sydney. Since returning, she's had a public barrier trial. She looked good in it, finding the line under a ride, having a good blowout. She gunned down Rado, an open handicapper. And she's just so well in at the set weights here, 56.5, for a horse that's, gone very well at a very high level. So I clearly got her in on top here. Number 3, Malahide, for Michael Costa, is a very nice filly in the making. She's 2 for 2. She trialled eye-catchingly the other day, but she doesn't have any natural speed. She must not. She just might get back into an awkward spot, but she will find the line strongly. Then I've got 17, Churning, and number 15 in the mix as well, Vanazza from the inside gate. The Cordella for me is 1, 3, then 17 and 15.
The Group 3 Tab George Moore is race number 8, and Victorum number 6 has Dale Smith today, $2.90. Care to Think at $4.20, and Tie Zone $4.40. I'm a Ripper also there at $4.80. There's been a fair bit made on the jockey switch here, but could it be the jockey can ride both ways, right or left-handed?
Yeah, I don't know whether that's completely the issue, left or right. It doesn't look that difficult to ride, Victoria. It was just a messy race, that Keith Now, Andrew, the most important one. There was no speed in it. I'm a Ripper came across lead, pulling in the lead, and these horses in behind were pulling their heads off. It was ridiculously run early for an open handicap. So those horses back in the field had to do a Herculean effort to win. Yet this guy's come from 4 lengths off them, Victorian. One more stride, he wins it. So today the difference is you've got a bit of speed. You've got I'm a Ripper there. You've got Monsieur Gustave, who loves to lead. And Gary Moore said on radio this morning he wants Pakiri to go forward too. So the back markers, I think, might be advantaged today. And I'm going to give the nod to Victorum. I love the way he found the line 2 weeks ago. To beat 5 Tie Zone, he was very wide in that race. It was messy for him too. 4 I'm a Ripper. And then one most important, 6-5-4-1. I'm just not sure what to do with Care to Think. I know if the real one turns up, he'll probably win. But I've just got a few little concerns about him.
Okay, so 6-5-4-1 in the feature, the George Moore. The last, you've got Oink number 12, the favourite at $3.90 over Fortensky at $5.
Very open race, Andrew. You've got to load up this final leg of the quaddy. I'm going with Snitch number 8. He's won 4 on the trot for Ben Curry. He's won 5 at 12. He was terrific at the Sunny Coast, coming from last at the top of the straight to win. I like him up to 13.50. This is a lot harder, but he's progressing nicely. Who's to say that he's not going to make it right through to open company? Giving 12 Oink a chance, a very bad barrier, but he's got the ability to win it if Jimmy Orman can overcome that gate. 2 Brax, the likely leader, and hard to run down, and 6 Impasse, 8-12, 2-6.
8-12, 2-6 there. All right, so they're the 9 races. Your best bet was back in race 7?
That's it. Number 1, Outback Barbie.
Race 7, number 1. Enjoy it up there, mate. It's a great day for us to listen and watch them as the summer carnival really gets into full gear today. Thanks a lot, Maxie.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Doomben.
Coming up at 10, Paul Joyce previews every race in Sydney.
We look at Kembla Grange. The final of the Sky Racing Spring Provincial Series is race 6 today. At this stage, the track is a heavy 8. It's virtually a 7 everywhere bar the last 200 metres, and that's why it's been marked a heavy 8. The rail is in the true and fine weather. Race 1, take out 3 and 7. Race 2, clear. The third, take out 2, 3 and 6. Race 4, 2, 3 and 14. Race 5, take out 1, 2, 5 and 7.
Race 6, number 16. Race 7, the scratchings are 2, 4, 5, 7, and 8 and 9. And race 8, 1 and 8. Wayne Harris, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, good program here. And gee, that final of the provincial series is very, very good race today. I've got about, I think, 6 to 7 chances in the race, but I can only give you 4 numbers. So. But a good program to support it, 8 races. And, yeah, we've got a patchy type track. But anyway, I think it'll be very good racing.
Yeah, with all that rain that fell during the week, I think you got 76 mil there, I've written down here. So it's really the last 200 metres which has been causing Dave Anderson a little bit of concern.
But well, Andrew, just first... had wonderful weather here the last 2 days. It's just been wonderful, you know, so lovely day here today.
Yeah, let's hope it just keeps improving.
Yeah.
What about the first, Wayne? What do you like in this benchmark 64?
Tricky sort of race. I've gone this way. 5, 4, 6, and 2. Bjorn Baker's Philly Ballistica. Got the inside draw, resumes here. It's only lightly raced. Has been placed on a soft track. Only career 3 career runs for a win and a placing. And I think she's got a fair bit of upside. She's been either favourite or second favourite in her 3 career runs. So if she handles the heavy, Tegan Harrison to ride for Bjorn, I think it's going to be very hard to beat. I thought the danger had come to number 4, Rio de Janeiro from the Snowden camp. He's resuming here since June. He went on a heavy track there at Randwick. Before that was quite good, and he has had a quiet trial coming into this. He's the dark horse for mine. Number 7, Chapakua, I suppose that's how you call it. Only quite a new addition to the Gwenda Markle stable. Got under my guard the other day on the heavy here. Was supported at longer odds, and it beat a pretty smart field. So if that wasn't a fluke, just a chance here again today. Number 2, Otomace, another one resuming here. There's quite a few in this race that are resuming. Has won on the soft before, hasn't run since October, though. Big watch on it. So for me, 5, 4, 6, and 2.
And Ballistica there for Tegan Harrison, currently at 280 over Rio de Janeiro at 340 with Tab fixed odds. Race 2, this is a class 1. Elm Court, number 4, is the favourite at 340. Only just, though, over Grundalina, number 3, is at 350. Elm Court's just tightened up a little bit, and right there on the market is Swiss, number 1, at $3.70.
This is a query horse for mine, Elm Court. Only winner at Gundagai, but gee, it won well there. Never been on the heavy that I know of, but Matty Dale, pretty clever trainer, never brings them up to Kembla here unless they've got good hopes. But on the other way, Grundalina, number 3, I've gone 3, 2, 4, and 7. She was good here running second, first up from a break recently. She got good soft and heavy track form from the John Thompson stable. Blake Spriggs rides from a mid-draw. Its four-mast prep was quite good as well. So I've got it on top of number 2, Foxy LaBelle from Terry Robinson camp. Was scratched from the highway today. It's another one that's only lightly raced. We've got a few lightly raced ones here that just haven't got the depth on them yet. As I say, number 4, Elm Court was very, very impressive at Gundagai. It was probably a little bit stiff not winning at Wagga before that on debut. Just heavy tracks of query with it. Might win easy. And the Waterhouse Pot runner, number 7, Bodicea Bell. It's only another one that's lightly raced, coming off a first up run was at Canterbury recently. And I know, around 10th of 11, but wasn't beaten all that strong 3-year-old maiden there. So coming back to provincial grade, got to give it a hope. Tricky sort of race, though. 3, 2, 4, 7.
In race 3, Lion's Head, number 4, 3.30, got to a high of 4, back into $3.10 right now. American Salutes Adrift at a 3.90, as is Barbary, number 1, it's out to 4.40.
Andrew, the scratchings have knocked this race around a bit, feels a good chances. Makes it a bit easier for Lion's Head, I think. 4, 9, 5, and 8. Shows a bit of promise. He's first up here today, given a couple of quietish type trials. Was a winner at Kembla over the 1200 last prep in one of his 3 career runs. So, couple of gear changes there for him today. It'd be very, very hard to beat with Mitch Bell riding for the Snowdens. I thought the danger had come from number 9, Fortune's Path. And it was first up recently at Kembla in a pretty strong race to chase that speedy Shadow Bridge and kept chasing first up there. So, it'll strip a bit fitter from Terry Robinson camp. I thought number 5, Oakfield Jet, 7-year-old. Only very, very lightly raced. Was a winner at Kembla early this prep. And its last couple of runs, good third here at Kembla last start on a heavy track. Giupicchia and Regatta goes pretty good. It's won since Regatta. So that might have been a strong race. And it did figure prominently in the stewards report, this horse. And the other one I've thrown in is number 8, American Salute. And its form isn't too bad. It's had a bit of a let up before its last run. It'll strip fitter here today. 4, 9, 5, and 8.
Race 4, the Gosford Maiden, number 5 on the top is the Firma this morning, 350 into 280. Admissible number 10 at 390 for Godolphin, and Positive Peace down the bottom, number 15, a $5.50 chance.
I believe Steve Scollard is down here representing Gosford Race Club today. He's already here. He sent a picture to me yesterday sitting in my chair. He was going to take over my job at Sky. very clever man.
Yeah.
Mate, scratching to knock this race around a bit too. I've won 5, 10, 6 and 12. Number 5 on the top, Martin and McCovey Jennings. They've got a really good combination. Resuming from a spell, trialled really well. Two trials. He did win his first trial. Last preparation was very well supported on a couple of occasions. Now, since coming back, it's been gelded and then put the blinkers on again. So I expect that with these scratchings, they're going to be very, very hard to beat. I think the danger will come from number 10. Godolphin have got a couple of runners here. Admissible. She's a filly by Lonro. She's resuming, hasn't run since, it was only back in October. She led on that occasion, and she was a beaten favourite. And you don't normally see the Godolphin horses go out in front. So I might be just learning about what it's all about. It's got the awful draw, though. It's a chance in the race. Then I've got Belle of Clamille, another one with an awful draw, but its runs have all been around the money, so I think it's got to be considered. And I thought we'll throw in the other first starter from the Godolphin camp. Hard to get a guide in its trials, but it's had a stack of trials. It's got the inside draw. And I've gone 5, 10, 6, and 12. I think the late mail will be pretty important for that race, Andrew.
All right, we'll listen for that later on in the day. Race 5. Number 4, Nivelle at 360. Been a mover this morning, as we know, a few scratchings along the road. 12, CO at 550, along with number 14, Windspur.
Yeah, another Godolphin gallop here. He's a horse that's got an awful draw. Four starts for three very good placings. His last start, he went up to the mile, and he just over-raced, went a bit keen on that occasion. They brought him back to the 1,400 metres here today. Awful draw, but definitely the one to beat. It's good to hear that there's been good support for him. He's probably found a winnable race with all the scratchings. I've got Chris Waller's got a couple of runners here. I